For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Welcome to another episode of Punch Drunk Sports. My name is Jason Tebow, and we are at week three of kicking the living shit out of El Chapo. Hey, you want a piece of me, El Chapo? I'm not afraid of you. I'm with Jeff Dennis and Ryan O'Neill from the Dennis and O'Neill podcast, and these guys live in Hollywood, and we are at Melrose and Van Ness right now if any of your goons want to come here and get a little fucking kick in the throat from USA. Welcome to Punch Drunk Sports. I'm with Dennis and O'Neill. What's up, guys?
What's up, dude?
By the way, I didn't know. I'm kind of scared of him.
Keep in mind that it was Tebow that said that, and Dennis and O'Neill are huge supporters of you and your cartel.
I don't know, guys. You guys are at least implicated by association.
What about comedians who need the good drugs that El Chapo's pumping into the U.S.?
Yeah. There's no comedians that need cocaine.
I don't know if they need
it. That's the destroyer of comedy.
It is not good.
All these pot guys, keep them in business. That's fine. I'm sure El Chapo was selling the bud, too. Don't get me wrong.
Dude, El Chapo had his fingers in everything.
Including some women.
Yeah. Lots of women.
Hi-yo!
right in that Mexican butthole.
You see that that they're like trying to get this chick that brokered the deal with El Chapo and Sean Penn, is that who interviewed him?
Sean Penn's one of our best DEA agents right now. I don't know if you know that.
Well, the chick that brokered that deal that ultimately got him busted.
They're trying to fuck that chick over?
They're trying to fuck her over. Now, the government there wants her because apparently she got a bunch of money, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars or something from El Chapo.
Wait, they have a government?
Well, I mean, you imagine that he probably
Why don't they worry about
it.
Finding El Chapo as opposed
They're
to taking down some chick who fucking just hooked up an interview?
No, they caught him.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they caught
him. I'm a little out of the news.
Where have you been?
What's El Chapo mean?
I don't know, but it sounds like it means bye-bye head, yeah. Bye-bye arms.
It might be just the literal, the chopper.
I think it means the chopper. I think it means you go into a bathtub as one thing, and then you stay in the bathtub forever.
I heard he got it in high school from pounding so much pussy. He was just chopping that pussy with that big axe stick.
Shuffle.
When did they get him? Last week?
They got him like a week or two ago, but okay. So Sean Penn does his interview with him for Rolling
Stone
magazine.
Which was insane.
That's what led to him getting caught again. So the chick that knew El Chapo, kind of worked for him or some shit, got through to Sean Penn, got through to her. She got hooked up to make the interview happen. But apparently now that he got busted, the government, which is probably run by the chopper, as I like to call him, the chopper.
Yeah.
Is like, oh, by the way, you got a couple hundred thousand dollars from El Chapo without paying taxes. So,
dude, if Sean Penn were smart with all this bullshit coming down on him, he would just now say, I was just setting up El Chapo to be caught.
I don't know if you guys know this, but Sean Penn interviewed Bin Laden right before SEAL Team 6, so you would think that these guys would be hip to the fact.
Wasn't Renazizi on that helicopter?
I cannot comment on that.
I read that Bin Laden piece, and it was just really, it was like, is he that bad of a guy?
Yeah,
he loves kittens.
That Sean Penn gave him the porno that he was watching that they found in there. That was his gift.
And a lot of the stuff he said that his wives kept falling down the stairs because they were so clumsy. It wasn't that he was hitting them at all.
Dude, Sean Penn said it was a crazy stairway. He said he almost
fell. Yeah, I said it was jagged. The steps were uneven.
He's had a couple dicey nights with those sandals on.
Yeah, a lot of them walk around with rollerblades. You can't. I mean, why are you wearing rollerblades inside?
Dude, if I was an NBA player,
that just love spraying down chicks.
Wait, you're not?
Without a condom. Nah, I'm not.
You would be the only NBA player.
No, I would have, like, the stairs up to my bedroom, which are fucking pretty nice and fucking firm.
Made out of ice?
And then, no, then I have another set of stairs leaving, going down, that are like, yeah, couple fucking nails sticking out, a couple bad boards, maybe some ice. I like that.
Maybe butter
a few of the stairs.
Yeah. Maybe get MC Escher to build some stairways.
Put some Vaseline on the railing. Uh-huh. Why don't you just hire a guy to wait outside in the bushes with a mask, just punch people in the stomach as they leave?
Some banana peels and roller skates at the top of the stairs.
Marbles. It's like the Home Alone.
Old Team McAllister.
You walk down.
You need Macaulay Culkin to move into your house for these women.
You walk down those stairs, I am home alone. All right, guys, on that note, let's get some sponsorship out of the way. Hey, Caveman Coffee. Now, I don't know how Fighter and the Kid got on Bleacher Report, but congratulations to them for that.
Oh, wow.
So, obviously, they got even more money. So, you know what you don't need to do? Use the Fighter and the Kid's code when you go to CavemanCoffeeCo.com. Take Fletcher's going to call in a little bit later, and we're going to talk about how he's going to help us beat these guys within an inch of their fucking lives. But
again, I don't. Maybe that should just be you and Tate.
No, that's me, Tate, Joe Rogan, Ari, and Sam, and we're gonna break into their comedy store show, WWF style, with fucking tennis rackets and baseball
bats.
Ari
and Sam might just be dead weight in that fight.
Dude, someone's got to create a diversion with their faces.
Yeah, just battering ram style, dude. Someone's got to open the castle gates.
Ari's opposed to physical contact, though. Just, if everyone played basketball, he would like...
You just shove him forward, he'll get in there.
Yep. Those guys are going to be the Trojan horses. We're going to go in on their backs. They're going to go in and start catching punches with their faces. That's going to create a diversion with all the blood. And then that's when Rogan and Tate come in. I'm just the guy with the bullhorn yelling.
You're doing color commentary.
Here's the plan. You guys.
I'm like Jimmy Hart.
You three come in on the floor, and then Tate and Rogan from the back on the stage.
I think it's belly room.
Oh, upstairs.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
well, you can break in the door.
Yeah, you guys come in.
Side flanking.
Yeah, side flanking. I do like
Tate
that.
Tate and Rogan from the back.
Plus, you guys,
better yet, top balcony, they're hiding there the whole time. They get there the night before. They're hiding out underneath it.
What about two of us behind the curtain the night before?
Oh, yeah. It better not be Ari, because his nose looks like an upside-down boner.
It's pretty much a no-brainer. We go Tate and Joe. I convinced Joe Rogan and Tate Fletcher, two of my most successful friends, to hide behind the curtain for 24 hours.
They'll do it.
Just wait.
They'll do it.
I give them diapers so they don't have to set off the motion detector.
Rations.
You could have Boone.
Kind bars.
You could have Boone sell them some items they need.
Yep. And give them some Caveman Coffee. So use the code PUNCHDRUNKSPORTS when you go to CavemanCoffeeCo.com. That helps out your show. That gets you guys 10% off your coffee. And it's delicious coffee. I'm drinking some right now.
I've had it. I'll tell you what. I drank it for a week straight, took the gray right out of my pubes. Wow.
Can you cut that sound?
Flaring endorsement. Can I cut it? I'm definitely going to make
my pubes were super gray. Wow. 1 week on Caveman Coffee, they're black as a 18-year-old Mexican man.
Your pubes went from Morgan Freeman to fucking...
to Zac Efron.
Wow.
His pubes look like Bill Cosby. There are freckles coming in down there, but then next thing you know,
I had the pubes of a 65-year-old man. Now I have the pubes
of a 40-year-old woman.
Yeah. Is that part of Caveman Coffee, or is that just a side effect that helped O'Neill? Like, is that part of the marketing slogan?
Look, I don't know if anybody else this has happened to, but I'm just giving you my personal experience and why I endorse Caveman Coffee.
Double C.
There you have it. And as always, go to the Amazon links. Off of punchdrunksports.com, click the Amazon link there. If you're going to do any shopping on Amazon, why not do it through the show and help us get about 75 cents a month we make off of that. But it helps. Everything helps. So if you're going to do any shopping on Amazon, go to punchdrunksports.com, click the Amazon link there. It takes you right to Amazon, and that way that helps the show out a little bit too. And go to punchdrunksports.com. You can buy T-shirts there. You can buy everybody's CDs there, except for mine. But you know what? I'll throw in a couple old cassette tapes up there. So
that's
if you want
cool.
Purple Rain or Candy Love by New Edition, whatever.
Why don't you just release some, like, 10-minute clips of your stand-up?
I think I'm going to do an album this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Nice, dude. I don't know where. Maybe La Jolla, maybe even the Belly Room. I don't know. I'm thinking about it.
Is there a way that you
maybe
could
maybe Punchline San Francisco?
Is there a way we could see what the Punch Drunk listeners have bought on Amazon? Because something tells me it's pretty crazy.
A lot of guns.
Really?
Dildos.
I don't know. A couple people have bought flat screens.
flat screens. I've seen flat pocket screens. Pussies.
Around Christmas,
so you can just look and see what they've bought.
Yeah, because it gives us an itemized list. Oh. It doesn't say who, but you know when it gives you like the 2% that you get or whatever.
Wow.
Off of everything. It'll be like, you know, $2,000 TVs. That's why you get this amount. This
anal anal beads.
A lot of anal beads.
I need those. I like violent sex.
Yeah,
I would buy those used. I bet the used price is way better than.
I don't know
new.
If you can get used ones on Amazon, but I do have a guy.
You can get at Fuck It Again Sports.
Fuck It Again. And our new sponsor
kinds of stuff on there.
That brings up a great point. Our new sponsor, Fuck It Again Sports.
Yep.
Where if it's been fucked, you can buy it for half off.
Second hand.
I went there and bought a dildo tennis racket. And,
wow.
It took the gray right out of my pubes. The after a week of use.
Was the handle the dildo or was the racket?
No, the handle was, but it was real wobbly. Yeah, it was all over. But it actually improved my game.
It helped your limp-wristed tennis style.
Yeah. I'm Lamar from Revenge of the Nerds. My limp-wristed throwing style.
I bet that does. And, guys, now is if there's ever a time to gamble. This is the biggest gambling time of the year. This is the time where most bets are laid down.
It is?
Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Super Bowl time coming up. We're almost, about a month away from all the college tournaments right before March Madness. NBA is super heating up. All-Star Games coming up. There's a lot of great things you can bet on. Hey, man, you got balls? Bet on the Senior Bowl this year. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Bet on the Pro Bowl.
That high school football, I don't know if that's sanctioned.
I don't know if you can, but go to BetDSI.com.
Only go to the regulated one, because then you stand a chance of not getting paid.
Yeah, and only go to BetDSI.com.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
And use the code PUNCHDRUNK, and that gets you 10 free bucks to gamble with. And somebody hit me up on Twitter, went to BetDSI.com, signed up, put a $5 parlay down. Won $230.
Whoa.
Wow.
Boom.
I used the code.
You're welcome. That's from Punch Drunk. I don't see Fighter and the Kid doing that shit.
No, I don't. I'm not familiar with the show, but I bet they don't.
I'm positive that they don't.
Which one's the kid?
I'm not sure.
I've
seen Callan get into fights with people.
Is Callan over 21?
I can see people calling Brendan Schaub, hey, kid, you know, because he's so big.
He's got good hair coming in right now.
He does. Both of them
Schaub?
Do. And they're both good looking. They're both rich. They're both famous. They're both on TV shows all the time.
They don't need your caveman coffee.
Let's support that.
Used the code PUNCHDRUNK at Subway, and I got free avocado.
Did that have any effect on your pubic hair?
A week of eating avocado made him so super black.
They got him gray. Turned him gray. I had to get out the old wobbly tennis racket.
I used it at Quiznos and they threw me out. So I don't know if Sam Tripoli or Ari or you did something at Quiznos.
Yeah.
But I was thrown out. I said, this is for Punch Drunk. And they said, please leave, sir.
And finally, if you want to pull the greatest thing off of helping out the show.
Dye your pubes.
Here's what you do. Here's what you do. You go to Caveman Coffee, you order yourself a little bit of coffee. This weekend, and it'll ship to you fast because that's how they roll over there. They don't play around, and Tate Fletcher will confirm that later when we discuss beating the fuck out of Schaub and fucking that little good-looking rat.
Good-looking rat?
just don't get me started, man. But you go to CavemanCoffeeCo.com. You use the code PUNCHDRUNKSPORTS, you order yourself some coffee. Then you go to betdsi.com, use the code PUNCHDRUNK, and you lay down a bet. And you include in that parlay. And by the way, that parlay is on us. That's free. That one's on the house. And then you go to rabble.tv this weekend.
Free parlay?
Yeah, man. If you.
Wow. I had to get in on that.
See what I'm saying?
Parlay
and then
food.
You go to rabble.tv, and for free, you download that app. And you can listen to Sam and I this weekend. And our friends at Dirty Sports. Do a play-by-play of the Pro Bowl, talk a little NFL, and wish you all the luck on your parlay. Rabble.tv is a cool new app. You can pretty much set up an account for free, and we'll be tweeting about it all week and all weekend. And you can have people set up with the exact same show you've set up with, and everybody can talk over the show. And you can do play-by-play of fights. You can do play-by-play of sporting events. You can do a Mystery Science Theater kind of action on any one of the Housewives shows that you want. You can do whatever you want with it. So that's rebel.tv, and that's how you get it sucked, motherfuckers.
That's cool that you guys got a deal with Rabbi TV from Ari.
I think that's something totally
Ari brokered
different.
That deal?
Yeah, it sounds like it.
I think that's something totally different. What are you guys up to? You guys have any? We'll do dates. You guys have any shows you want to plug?
Yeah, we have
going
a ton
up?
Of
and
dates
plug your
coming
podcast.
Up.
I'm dating this chick named Nancy. It's going to be Thursday night.
First of all, I don't believe that.
It's going to be at the Olive Garden. I love that unlimited salad,
breadsticks,
and the breadsticks.
And we've got some 2018 dates that we want to plug.
Yeah,
can you please plug those right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, we will be at the Ha Ha Spot in Dallas, Texas.
It's a new club. It's going to be a new
February,
club coming in.
Not even open yet.
February 29th. I think that's a leap year.
Yeah.
Aren't you guys also at Goofy's House of Pukes?
We'll be there in Omaha.
Right? Correct.
That's 2020.
Yeah, we're at Jimmy's Rib Shack in Dayton, Ohio.
That's 2017.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing whatever the next Winter Olympics is. We're going to be the entertainment for the whole
Holy
Olympics.
Holy shit. That's
we're also on the
deal.
New Caveman Coffee Tour, which starts in 2019.
It's called Get Your Pubes Right.
It's called Great of Black.
Yeah.
The Great of Black album.
That's our next album.
No, I mean, mainly just tune into the Danish and O'Neill podcast. You can find it on iTunes just under Danish and O'Neill.
Follow us. We're at Danish and O'Neill pretty much across the board. Twitter, Instagram, MySpace.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. John Lovitz.
We'll talk about your podcast in a second because I'm a fan of your podcast, and I've recently put some math together that we have some mutual fans of your show and our show. I will be at Harvell's tonight in Long Beach. If anybody's listening to this live, tonight in Long Beach.
Where's Harvell's?
Harvell's is right downtown, right? I think it's on Main Street, dude. It's a really cool bar.
Love their birthday cakes.
Amazing birthday cakes.
The whale.
Yep. Their birthday cakes affected the color of my pubic hair.
Really?
No, it's totally strange. It's in this basement. It's like a real speakeasy kind of thing.
Is this in El Chapo's basement?
It is in El Chapo's basement.
Like a cousin
basement.
Of El Chapo?
It's in it's a really cool bar. And the burlesque show that I'm doing is really good. Yeah. I'm not actually doing burlesque, even though that would probably help me kill about 15 minutes. But I'm doing like 50 minutes tonight.
Are you going to be wearing tassels 50. Under your sweater?
No, but I will be wearing a condom just in case.
I don't like the burlesque shows because it's pretty much the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue of women dancing.
Yep.
It's like, let's see some titties. Let's
I can see that, but
you gotta be
you get a lot of good, like, under-ass.
Yeah, I mean, some butt cheeks dropping.
Yeah,
you can get that hiking at Runyon Canyon.
Yeah, but, you know, and plus, because I'm gigging, I'm backstage where they're all changing, so I at least got that going.
What do they tell you, to cover your eyes? Tebow, can you cover your eyes?
Yeah, he
pretends
I just
he's
have binoculars.
Gay.
I'm just sitting, but I'm only 3 feet away from him, but I still have binoculars.
And you're just constantly sniffing the air?
Yeah. Like a fucking dog that's on the track or something.
Yeah, I never understood the allure of it. Like, I need a I want the chick to spread her cheeks, like, an inch from my face. That's about
we got a call. Before we take it real quick.
All right.
So I'll be at Harvell's doing an hour tonight. Steve Randolph hosting my good friends Jackie Gold and Nick Youssef. We'll also be performing on that show, so it's like a half hour burlesque.
Oh, Youssef down there.
And Youssef and Jackie Gold, and then another 15 minutes of burlesque, and then I do like 45, 50 minutes. So if you're there,
Jeff and I will be at Carvel's eating cake, ice cream cake.
Awesome. And then this Friday, the 29th, I will be at Sports Harbor in Venice area.
Nice.
Whoever called, call back in a second. And then the 24th, I'll be at the Melrose Improv. So in a few months, a few weeks, I'll be at the Melrose Improv. If anybody wants to come there and see that, go to arishafir.com and check out his dates, and go to samtripolilive.com and check out his dates. And as always, follow all of us on Twitter. Didn't have a call.
Wow.
So I was hoping
wait.
Nah, they never can, trust me. But I know Sam's going to call in, and Tate's going to call in at 1. Whenever Sam calls in, we'll talk about the Blake Griffin handbrake. Dumb fuck.
It's the hand job of – they're calling it the hand job of 16.
And the guy just gets back from being injured, and then he gets into a fight with his buddy, apparently. Is he a trainer?
Equipment manager.
Equipment manager.
Did they say what happened? Like, what
maybe he didn't put enough starch in the jerseys. I mean, what could it be over?
Nothing.
I don't know.
I mean, it has to be over something
probably
in their personal life.
Probably gambling.
Apparently they're friends.
DeAndre Jordan and Blake Griffin are friends with this guy. They've been on vacations with him. According to the article I read by Fighter and the Kid on Bleacher Report, they're doing basketball coverage.
These guys.
They're the David Aldridges of Bleacher Report. And I guess he punched the guy in the restaurant,
That wasn't enough
in
for
the
him.
Restaurant?
He took it to go. He took his punch to go, went outside, punched him again.
Here's the thing. When you fight
and
a
punch,
friend.
On the second punch, I believe, breaks crazy. His hand. And now he's out 4 to 8 weeks.
The guy's injured as well, of course.
Of course he's a big guy. Just got punched by a 7-foot, 260-pound man.
Maybe their equipment manager is the key to their team. And if he's out, maybe it fucks everybody.
They need Tate Fletcher to – if you're going to fight, you choke people out.
Dude,
you can't be injuring your hands.
I was just going to say, if you have a friend – when I've gotten in like real altercation with friends, you end up wrestling. You don't punch each other.
Yeah, correct.
You don't do that. You go.
You want to grind on. You want to grind it out.
Punching is when you fucking really hate someone. You don't know them, or you know them and you despise them, and they're not your friend.
You want to dry hump with your buddies.
You know what's interesting now is like all the street fights. How street fights in the last like probably 10 years in particular have become. The number of people that have gotten in rear naked chokes, which is one of the most simplistic, other than a guillotine.
O'Neal.
A rear naked choke is one of the most simple ones that you can get in and actually probably cinch it in pretty good.
Yeah.
Especially if you don't see it coming, if you're drunk. The number of people that have been caught in rear naked chokes in the real world. I bet his
1,000%.
If that was a graph, it would just be straight up.
Dude, I've read articles of guys halting.
It's a better move.
A guy halted a mugging on a subway using MMA moves. Never been trained. Just watched UFC. Osmosis. Yeah.
Dude, there's a lot of things you could figure out.
You can get a choke in.
When I was in college,
you get two chokes in: a rear naked choke or a guillotine.
Guillotine, dude. I choked out my buddy in a guillotine in college.
You get caught in it, you can't do shit.
He slammed me. He picked me up, slammed me on the hood of our friend's car, demolished the hood. And I sunk in that choke, and I had to hold it in
there. How old were you?
I was probably like 22, but he was drunk, and he was huge. He used to bench 415.
Wow.
So I was like, if I let this guy go, I'm in deep shit.
You're riding the bull. I only masturbate via jiu-jitsu. I do a rear naked choke on my dick until it's out, and it can't tap.
Hey, you're a very flexible guy.
I was going to say, yeah. He only has 9 vertebrae.
You have some odd curves in your cock.
Yeah,
to allow that
I
to
do.
Happen.
I also do a triangle choke with the legs. I bring them up high. Yeah.
Wow.
I guillotined my asshole before.
Wow. By the way, we need to ask Tate Fletcher about BJ Penn joining his. Is he still with Greg Jackson, Tate, or no?
Yeah, I think so.
Like he travels back and forth.
Yep. And he's in New Mexico right now.
So we'll have to ask him
I've been calling from New Mexico. And he is still great friends with all those guys anyway. You know, any Greg Jackson person comes up in an MMA card. You know, if Tate isn't watching it, he's texting me about that fight.
JBJ, Johnny Bones Jones, coming back this year, right?
Yeah.
That's what they say,
He's coming back in the summer.
He's fighting who, Rousey? Or is she doing some other stuff?
He is fighting Rousey, yeah.
Did you see her SNL?
I did see her SNL.
I did.
You watched the whole thing?
I watched the whole thing.
I watched the digital short and some of the other stuff.
I heard she's a natural when it comes to comedy.
I'll tell you this. I was like, is this the new Lucille Ball here?
Yeah.
You know?
A lot of people were saying that. They said that she was so good, they're considering giving Mindy Kaling an MMA deal just as like a cross promotion.
That'd be great.
I'd love to see those two fight for a multitude
Mindy
of
MMA
reasons.
Project?
I thought Leslie Jones, they should just put them in an octagon and just see how many minutes of the show that would take.
I wonder if Leslie Jones couldn't beat up fucking Ronda Rousey.
It's the age, tail of the tape, the age is a bit of a glaring.
Yeah, but Randy Couture, he took the heavyweight title
and
at
Black
age,
Don't Crack.
A lot of people say Leslie Jones has been drinking caveman coffee since she was 25. Those pubes aren't gray.
Uh-huh, but, and Black Don't Crack, Leslie Jones still could be, she could.
She benches 420.
I wouldn't. I don't know if I would bet against Leslie Jones on that. And if I did make that bet, I would go to betdsi.com, and that's where I would do it.
Hell yeah, you would.
How Travis Brown's girlfriend still bitching about him beating the shit out of her allegedly.
Well, I mean,
ex-girlfriend.
Wife, actually.
Ex-wife.
They're still married.
Are they technically still married?
Divorced. Yeah.
Oh, that's
She's
cool.
smoking hot.
Is she?
Yeah.
What, she's
His ex-wife?
Hi-oh!
Is she hot?
Why?
She's hot.
Son of a bitch.
Go ahead.
You need some hi-yos on the.
Oh, hi-yos are good for any occasion.
You know, you can throw a hi-yo in it just about anywhere.
Oh, did somebody say Ohio?
Ohio State. That's pretty good, Tony Hinchcliffe impression.
Yeah, right? I've heard some of your callers do them. So
you've been studying the callers.
Now I'm doing theirs.
And I would love to get back to it, and we'll keep talking more MMA. And we got to talk about the Super Bowl.
Of course.
And NFC
the only
and
reason
AFC
I
want to
talk MMA is because it's the only sport that I know.
O'Neal loves football.
I know for a fact it is the only sport that you even give a rat's ass.
What about car racing?
Well, yeah. If you want to do SCCA runoff talk here, you want to do amateur?
I know. I don't think the SCCA wants to have
that's
that conversation.
Third hour.
That is third hour.
3 o'clock.
Just me. Doing
that's
my,
on the wrap up show. If anybody wants to go to punchdrunksports.com, click wrap up show, and we will talk about cars driving in a circle repeatedly. Now you would have loved to have been an auto racer. Like he was.
Yeah.
I know many of our mutual friends are like, yeah, man, I've driven in a car with this guy, and he's been like, hey, man, watch.
Did you know that he was a car racer?
I do know this for a fact.
I was road
from listening to your show.
Fuck that hillbilly oval shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you do a road course, it's almost like that Monte Carlo one where you just, there's like, you're going all over the place.
Yeah. Road America is one of the biggest ones in the U.S. 4 mile long road course.
And where does that take place?
In Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin.
Beautiful this time of year.
And that
right near Sheboygan.
Now, is that a whole 4 miles? They just completely close the streets off?
No, it's just a
course
whole dedicated race course, yeah.
Okay.
Did you ever race Vin Diesel in the streets for pink slips?
No. Oh. But he did drag race for money in the streets of Indiana.
Or Travolta in a leather coat. I would have also accepted that. Does your car have those spinny things that fucking can pop other people's tires? Or
yeah, of course. No, I used to just have a broomstick and shove it in right in the front wheel.
Have you ever raced cross country with Burt Reynolds and Dom DeLuise?
No, but it has been it has been my dream to do a cannonball.
Dude, I have always you would be great at that. I have always thought that would be the greatest remake. Of all the movies they've remade.
Yeah, Cannonball Run.
Cannonball Run.
Love them.
Because it's a timeless story.
Boobies.
And all you're doing is having nice, you can improve on the kind of cars that are in it.
Yeah.
But also have some awesome classic cars. You can throw in another ambulance or fire truck or whatever you want. But you just recast it.
And ensemble.
You get there's 22 people in that movie.
You get The Rock. You can get whoever you want.
You remember those hot chicks in the Lamborghini? In the Countach?
Sure. Oh,
remember the Asian guys?
Dude, one of the Asian
guys was
Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan, that was his first movie.
And then remember the guy from Billy Madison or Happy Gilmore
with the giant finger?
Yeah, the big ogre.
Uh-huh. Yeah, with the cross eyes.
That guy's
the
finger was like that long.
He played the doctor.
That guy fingered my ass once, and I almost died.
I believe that.
He's the black cock of fingers.
Oh, we got a call. Let's take a call.
Oh boy,
you are on the Bet DSI Celebrity Hotline.
GSP.
Who is this? Hello.
Hey, this is not GSP. How's it going?
Oh,
actually,
man.
David.
Who is it?
I'm sorry to let you guys down. No, my name's David. I live in Tennessee.
David?
David.
Yeah. What? Hey, David. Yeah. Why is it David and not David?
Because I'm a painter.
Oh, and in Tennessee, as a Mexican, you are sticking with David and getting away with it?
Is it spelled the same way?
I don't really get away with it, but I'm sticking with it.
What if you go by Dave? Is it David?
No.
Does it have the squiggly line over it?
Dav?
I didn't choose my name.
Hey, none of us did, bro. It'd be great if we all could have chosen our name.
But when you grow up, you can.
Can we just call you Dav?
Yeah, sure. Why not? I don't mind.
Can we call you Dav Davidoff?
How about Vidi?
There you go. Whatever you want. Whatever.
All right.
What's up, bro? What are you calling about?
You guys are talking about me real quick?
Yeah,
man, sure.
It's right in my wheelhouse.
Okay, a little off topic, but Alexander Gustafson, they're talking about him potentially fighting Rashad Evans next. And I don't think it's a good matchup for him. I think he needs a nice white opponent next, because there's something about the American Negro and the 300 years of collective breeding of black
Jesus
people
Christ.
That he cannot get over. I don't know what it is.
Holy shit.
David Duke.
And we got the name of the show with David Duke. I'm fucking texting that in right now. Thank you very much.
Jesus Christ.
Before I forget it.
I will die a happy man. It's my son's first birthday. That don't fucking matter. You know, like. I'm the
Danish and O'Neill podcast is not to support the views of old
now,
David over here.
Happy birthday to your son, David.
Do you spell David the same way you spell David?
God damn it. Yeah, I do. All right. It's spelled the same fucking way, but whatever.
It's not going to be spelled that.
You really think that Gustafson needs strictly a white opponent?
Do you think that MMA should be segregated?
Maybe not segregated fully, but to get the white opponent upper hand.
Wow.
One or two matches here and there.
This is fascinating. You're not even white. Why are you fighting for white people when all we've ever done is fuck every other...
I'm halfway. Halfway.
What about Forrest Griffin? He beat Rampage for the belt.
Yeah,
it's possible.
That's a little different. He's American white, but he's been around Negroes his whole life. Whereas
Jesus Christ, they don't use that term, bro.
No, you can say black.
That's the wrong.
Black people's better than.
That's the wrong nomenclature, my friend.
Now
that half white is very strong in David.
Yeah, I almost feel like the Mexican side is maybe.
I like how he calls in with like a legit MMA question, and then it's just like we're not even going to address your Rashad fight.
It's more like a eugenics combo we have going on here.
Or Rashid is.
I hear T, but I'm not watching the live.
Oh, Jeff Dennis and Ryan O'Neill are here. Ari and Sam are out.
Tune into our podcast, I think.
Danish and O'Neill on iTunes.
We love racism.
I'm good. I'm glad you guys love racism because I love racism.
Oh, man.
You obviously love. Now, wait. So your dad is white and your mom is Mexican?
Other way around. My mom's a traitor.
Your mom is white.
Wow.
And your dad is Mexican.
Wow.
He said traitor was how he put it.
Oh, so, my God. Your poor father.
Do you visit your Mexican relatives and just, like, spout off your eugenics theories?
God damn.
No, I just don't visit them. I cut them out.
Wow. Do you beat pinatas with an extra fury just out of hatred?
With a sword?
Oh, damn. Do all your pinatas exactly. Have afros on them?
Bullet holes.
Jesus Christ. Where do you live?
Yeah. Or Tennessee.
In Tennessee.
Outside of Nashville.
Oh, okay. In Murfreesboro?
No, Clarksville. It's by Fort Campbell in Kentucky.
Okay. Well, Tennessee, though, that alone can describe your views on things.
Take me to another place.
I guess, do you have a lot of your meetings in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee? A lot of your Klan rallies?
No, just black I've people in the yards will light a few crosses on fire and just do it there. It's actually a lot easier and cheaper, too, than traveling to Murfreesboro.
Old David.
Wow. Well,
guy still goes by David, but he's a white supremacist. You got to hand it to him.
I still think that Rashad Evans isn't going to be a problem for old Gustafson.
I think it's a stupid fight. It gives him nothing.
Yeah.
I think it's a stupid fight, too. Rashad's a pretty big name.
And a big puncher.
You know, got a name.
I mean, because if he gets clipped, if he gets clipped in that fight, he falls down the scale a lot.
But he's also 5'10".
Yeah,
Rashad is.
Gustafson's
6'5", 6'6".
Yeah.
Cormier is like 5'10", too, and Cormier gave him a run for his
life. But he's
a big-time wrestler, though.
He's an American Negro. That's the X Factor. That's that twitchy fiber that wins him the fight.
Jesus Christ.
UFC, are you listening? You need David
like
as a cage-size interviewer.
You guys hang up on all your callers, but this guy is just getting... The most airtime I've ever heard.
I mean, this guy's got an interesting angle, and I want
to
give everybody.
Hey, he's
a
committed
to
it.
The
he's
one day Ari's not involved. I mean, Ari would love this sort of talk.
Why don't you decide? What do you think Ari would say to this?
Yeah, I was hoping Ari and Sam were there so I could ask Pete. Like,
oh, Sam would have hung up on you a long time ago. What did you say?
I know, I know. But based on Sam, you know, like a propensity to yell at the top of his lungs when he's upset. And Ari's gay snarkiness. What Holocaust is more successful, the Armenian or the Jewish Holocaust?
Oh,
that's a legitimate question. Boy, I don't know how much time we have left. We only have 90 minutes left before I can...
I'm surprised this guy believes in either Holocaust. I got to be honest with you.
Wow, David. Interesting
character. That's a good question and a good hang-up.
Good that he has a one-year-old baby that he's teaching his views to.
What if he was like a teacher or something like that? I mean, that guy was...
He was out there.
I think he started it, like, he had a legit question, then he got that joke in, then it got, like, an authentic reaction from us, and then he was like...
He was articulate. That's the scariest
part. I don't know
if... I'm going to go with this. This gag's working. I'm going to go with this. Because, really...
I hope it was a joke. I don't know if it was.
There's something about him being... his family being Mexican...
That gives him the right, he thinks, to think things like that.
Well, that makes me go, like, well, what's your end game here?
I don't think there is. I think it's just, I don't even know if we should discuss it anymore.
Jesus. But I think that fight it's a pointless fight, in my opinion, for Gustafson.
I don't think either one of them gets
anything
out of it.
I think Gustafson, if anybody who's getting railroaded in the UFC, it's Gustafson, man.
Even if Evans wins that fight, you go like, well.
Evans isn't going to title.
Exactly.
He's got no shot against either Bones Jones or fucking
Cormier.
He's had
like 8 knee surgeries.
He's old, man. He was already contemplating retirement after his last injury bout.
But the other thing with Gustafson, you're like, Well, even if he wins this fight, you're not going to give him another title shot.
I was
so maybe it's like a he looks at it as like, man, this is a softball coming at me.
Rashad was a sad story because he was the man of Greg Jackson's camp. But then in comes John Jones, and he was kind of like the old dog put out the pasture.
And remember, he was even trying to kind of have that, like, it really was a, not a pioneer, but he was one of the original,
Into the new era guys.
Into the new era guys, and he really did kind of was, even before Conor McGregor, he was showing up with the sunglasses and the full-length fur coats and was controversial.
Suits. He was rubbing
always
his nips.
Always suiting up.
Before his fight.
He licked them.
Always, the suits and the sunglasses and the fur coats and the hats, and you're like, hey, this guy's got some showmanship.
And then just
But he never found the right weight class. It's hard to believe that guy
he
used
was
to
always
fight
a tweener.
Fucking heavyweight, man.
He was a tweener.
I think he would be perfect at 85.
But he's like stocky. A lot of those guys carry a lot of muscle, so it's hard to.
He could trim down though,
and it's hard
he's
to.
Not that
it's
tall. But did you remember when he's
like
that
him
Brad,
and Cormier are very similar. They're built. You know, they both carry weight at the height they are.
Do you remember the dude he fought in the finale of
Brad?
The,
Cormier something. Seems to carry more.
And that dude was like 6'7".
Yeah, that guy
and
sucked.
He fought
though.
That much.
That guy was a stiff.
Rashad's got balls, man, to go in there at heavyweight.
Yeah,
he wrestled at Michigan State.
That's right,
Spartan.
Yep. Yep, Big Ten. No, it's a Big 50.
I think he's just too old. He's now. On the tail end.
Too old.
He's doing like, I think, like, does he do one of those panels or does he do the Fox panel? He's on one of those.
Yeah, he does some of those. He's higher the weight class, you know, the more you weigh and the weight class that you fight at, you know, the more damage that has been done to you. The more, like, once you get knocked out twice, you're going to get knocked out. You're easier to knock out.
Yeah. And he's been wrestling his whole life, so that's already taken a toll on his body.
Yeah, a lot of those guys are kind of like the Kobe Bryant in like, Kobe's only 35, 36, but his body's 48.
Yeah.
You know, because he's been playing pretty much nonstop since he was 15.
Yeah.
You know, and straight to the NBA. Straight to, you know.
They say court cases put some mileage on that body.
Straight to 100-plus games a year because the Lakers have always been in the playoffs.
When he played Olympics. Sad news. He's not doing the Olympics this in the summer. Yeah, it's sad.
I'm fucking shocked by that.
It's sad.
I'm shocked he didn't try to do that on his way out.
He said he was going to, and then he said, no, I'm not going to. But he's going to start
really
the All-Star game.
Feeling his body. I think
doesn't deserve it.
He's going to play in the All-Star game?
Start?
They got to do that. Dude, man, when they let Magic come back and play in the All-Star game. And then
some guys were against
lighting
it.
Lighting up threes. And you're like, yeah, let him. Let him.
Yeah, but he did.
It's so meaningless,
when did
the
he
All-Star
go in,
game.
But he didn't. He bowed out. He was kind of forced to bow out.
Magic?
It's meaningless.
Yeah. Because,
by HIV.
Yeah, because Kobe, though, is just forced to bow out just for he doesn't have it anymore.
But I think he's just so sick of being hurt, and he's so sick of losing, and he's so sick of playing basketball, and his body is just going, fuck you,
What's
man.
He
going
to do when he's done, though? He has no friends. He hates his wife. She hates him.
He wants to get in the movie business.
Yeah, he wants to produce.
That's what he wants to do. He wants to produce movies.
Oh, shit.
God, he's a ball bag. He sucks.
White buttholes, number 7.
Well,
I fucking hate that guy.
Only hope.
Back to Denver.
What would be so funny, it's like all of us hate him so much, but he's like producing movies, and then we audition, and it's like a Kobe Bryant joint.
And we love him.
And then we
were
all
like, Kobe,
book
you're
it.
The best
then he books
ever.
Us, and he loves us, and he's so nice to us.
I'd
like,
wear it.
Starts our career.
I'd wear his jersey for a
then
long
he's like,
time.
Oh, I didn't know you had a podcast. Let me go back and listen to some old episodes.
No,
there's nothing
don't
to see there.
He's probably just going to hang out with Cosby. Swap stories.
Swap sweaters.
That'd be cool.
And stories.
He doesn't get along with his father. He doesn't get along with his family.
He had a falling out with
see
everybody.
See that a lot in the NBA. That's a Lamar Odom story, too.
Well, when the crack deal goes bad between you and your old man.
You know, that's always the worst thing about a lot of these poor kids. It's like, you know, they come from broken homes, athletics, you know.
Should we get David on the phone for this combo?
We might want to.
Jesus.
A lot of these
Christ.
Beaners soccer players and these, what do you call them, Negroes?
American Negroes.
American Negroes.
American, yeah,
my
of course. Well,
God.
Specific.
That man is
but I mean, I'm sure it happens with all races, but just athletes in general, you know, they get a scholarship. They come from not even broken homes, but like a lot of them come from like raised by your mother, raised by your grandmother.
LeBron James, no father around. I don't even know who his father is.
But then they get this fucking all this money and they go in the first round and then they have a great rookie year.
Oh, yeah.
Then your phone starts ringing from these fucking scumbag leeches.
Oh, have you ever seen 30 for 30 broke?
Oh, yeah. It's one of my favorite
dude,
ones.
I've seen it 3 times.
Iverson put, I want to say like 17 people through college. No wonder he's fucking bankrupt, man.
No wonder he's an alcoholic.
Did any of them
that
finish?
That made me drink, too.
I'm sure some of them.
Because they should be paying them back.
That's a lot of fucking money, man.
That is a crazy amount.
They say, like, once you...
17.
I forget which athlete said it. Someone said, once you give your family money, they hate you. Like, they, you know, like, it's never enough, or they want more. Or
well, just, and they sue you for shit.
Yeah, and like, what? There was the mother who said, you owe me a house.
A million. No, it was $1 million. You owe it's me like $1 million
because I
raised
you.
Yeah. Hold on. Defensive back. Defensive back in the NFL.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
Okay, yeah, sure.
I had some.
Is this the explosive diarrhea thing?
It might be.
What'd you eat? Is it those pupusas we ate?
I had some weird shit.
Oh, boy.
Last night.
Tebe, I apologize. This isn't how we run things.
He warned me. He was like, I might not be able to make it tomorrow because I think I have food poisoning. I'm like, well, as long as your fucking boyfriend comes.
Yeah, I mean. Well,
and then I saw him first when I was outside smoking, and he's like, dude, I'm going to have to take multiple breaks during the show.
And as long as he told you.
Yeah, I mean, that's all that fucking matters. That's all that matters.
Let's talk football while he's gone because he's not a football man. I'm a Patriots fan. So.
Oh, I love it.
Everyone, what's crazy to me about the Brady hate, and I wish Bill Burr was here, one, so I could kiss his ass, too. So he could defend me on this. Brady, everyone says that Brady cheat with the footballs and all that, the Deflategate. And he hurt the integrity of the game. What fucking integrity of the game? You have fucking Greg Hardy playing every game for the Cowboys. The integrity of the game? He threw a woman on a fucking bed of machine guns.
Yep.
And what did Brady do? He likes his balls a little underinflated? Fuck you.
I agree with that. I agree that that was too much shit. Oh, we got a call. Hang on. Let's see who this is. But I want to get back to this because I have a great point I want to make about Belichick. You are on the air, Celebrity Hotline, BetDSI Celebrity Hotline with Punch Drunk. Who is this?
This is Carl.
Carl?
Carl,
how can I help you?
This Carl from, sounds like from a movie.
I'm a big fan of the show. really like it a lot.
You like our show a lot, so you've been listening to the show? Did you hear our racist caller earlier?
I thought he had some pretty good opinions on some things.
Carl, who do you like in the Super Bowl, Carl?
I like me the Boston Breakers.
I think he's a lacrosse fan.
I like the Boston Breakers a lot.
I think that was a USFL team.
They got the you guys are talking the USFL.
No, the USFL went bankrupt in the 80s. They haven't played football in 30 plus years. We're talking about the NFL Super Bowl, the Denver Broncos against the
Panthers.
Carolina Panthers.
The Black Panthers, as David would call them.
USFL.
I reckon I'll take me to Panthers.
Carl, what are you going to eat for lunch today?
Probably going to give me some of them French fried taters. Going to get the biggins.
Interesting.
Yep. Give me some of that mustard on them.
You get mustard on your French fries?
Yeah, what are you, a fucking weirdo, Carl?
I reckon I like it pretty good.
Now, did you? You don't seem really up to snuff here on your football because the team that you referenced hasn't played football in 30 plus years. What's the last football game you watched?
Probably the. The Boston Breakers. I've been locked up in the institution. I killed Dale Hargrave with a Kaiser blade. Some people call it a Schleck blade. I call it a Kaiser blade.
Wow. It's a sad story of a man who loves the Boston Breakers, gets out of the institution, realizes they've been gone for 30 years. What's he going to do with all his gear?
I met me a woman in there you know, it was good.
Okay.
You met a woman when you were in the prison?
She got the titties, the biggins, just the way I like them.
Wow. Try not to laugh at that, but for some reason that got me. Was she in the prison? Did she work in the prison, or was she?
Were you in a co-ed prison?
Were you in a some sort of? Maybe you weren't. Maybe you were just in high school
like
for 30
a college
years.
Dorm.
Maybe you were in high school for 30 years. I wouldn't surprise.
She was the sister of my roommate, and she used to come in there, and I used to see her change, and she had a bush, the biggins, and I liked that a biggins. Lot.
Do you know if she drank caveman coffee? What color was that bush?
Uh, I know that she drank the, I know that her bush is very gray, and then she spent about a week drinking the caveman coffee, and then it was really black like the orderly's afro. Mm-hmm.
I heard a lot of people like their caveman coffee, like they like their pubes after drinking the caveman coffee, straight black.
Black.
Oh, yeah.
Or American Negro, as they call it.
As David. Fucking half-Mexican racist.
I know. My pubes went from David's favorite color to David's least favorite color.
Jesus.
Yeah, I reckon that's about right. But I'm tinkering on these small engines down here at the shop, so got to step back to that.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. We appreciate it, and thanks for listening to the show.
Say hi to John Ritter.
Welcome to the GP.
What was your point on Bill Belichick?
Do you know who originally was one of the first to propose and fought the most of all the head coaches to move the extra point back this year?
It was Bill Belichick, and it fucked him in this last game.
And everybody said that Belichick moved it back because he had an advantage, because his kicker was so good in the cold and at home, and he was one of three kickers that did not miss a PAT this year.
He hasn't missed one. He's missed two in his whole career, and he picked a huge game to miss his second.
That was awesome.
That
blew up. We have another call.
It was heartbreaking.
Welcome to the Celebrity BetDSI Hotline. You're on the phone with Punch Drunk. What up?
Yeah, what up, dog? It's fucking Nick Diaz.
Oh, Nick Diaz. Now, listen, I know why you're calling.
I wish O'Neal was here. He loves talking to
Nick
Diaz.
Well, Nick Diaz, I have a couple things I would like to talk to you about. One, Danis and O'Neal are here, and you guys call into their podcast as well. So two of your favorite podcasts are merging now.
Yeah, dog. That's why I fucking called. I fucking love those guys, man. Everyone should fucking listen to them. Everyone in Stockton fucking listens to them. So motherfuckers, like, better get on that shit.
209. Well, thanks for calling in, Nick. It's good to hear from you.
Yeah, dog. 209, dog. I don't know if it's 209 for life anymore, man.
Why?
Whoa.
Dog, you know what, man? Fucking, a lot of people in Stockton are fucking stuck up now.
Whoa, shit. Shots fired.
Dog. Dude, I met your brother Nate the other night at the Comedy Store. First of all, what a nice guy, man. And he said that maybe you were going to come, but then he's like, he said that, dog, I don't know where he is, but he might be in L.A., but might not be.
Think he was riding his bike from Stockton?
But Nate said everyone in L.A. was cool, and everyone in Stockton was stuck up, and I was shocked by that.
Yeah, dog. I mean, that's what I fucking hate to say, man, because, you know, I love fucking Stockton. But, dog, I mean, you know, these fucking motherfuckers walk around here flaunting their fucking high school diplomas and just acting like they're fucking better than us.
I don't think there's a lot of them doing that Stockton.
Are they pimping their pontoons? Are they, like, putting nice shit on?
Legit question.
I don't know what you do with them. Are they putting nice siding on or maybe hibachi grills?
Dog, we had one of the most tight-knit pontoon communities in the country. But, dog, it ain't like that no more. Like, people are fucking, they don't want tunes anymore, dog. They're going to these fucking bass boats and shit. Like, they've abandoned the pontoon culture,
I bet a lot of them are on those hoverboards too.
It's sad to hear gentrification is taking over Stockton, man.
So now everybody's stuck up and they're all snobs, huh?
Yeah, dog. I just want to make enough money to fucking get out of there. Now, dog, I mean, that's just what it's come down to, man. That's why I want to get back in UFC. And I want, fuck that pay-per-view money, dog. I want UFC money.
Whoa, shit. This is crazy.
Wow, once again, that's exactly what your brother said to me. It's like you guys have the same thought process, sort of game plan. Do you guys talk about that? Kind of like, do you get together and do you and Nate go, hey, let's map out the next 5 years of our lives financially and career-wise?
Dog, you got to look ahead in this fucking sport, dog, and that's all 9-8 do, man. We just fucking, we sit down and we brainstorm. We say, dog, where do we want to be in 5 years? Like, I predicted that I wanted to be suspended, dog. I knew this was going to happen.
And congratulations. Can we say that? Congratulations to you, to you, Nick Diaz, for getting a 5-year ban, which really would have been career-ending. Cut down to 18 months, and I hear rumors you could fight as early as August.
Nick fought the law, and Nick won.
Yeah, dog, I'm going to be fighting. I mean, dog, let's be honest, I could probably fight well into my fucking 50s. Like, that's how capable I am.
Whoa.
But still, but here's the thing, dog, I owe 100 fucking grand to these motherfuckers, I got two tuners I got to unload just to pay this shit.
Oh, man. How many tuners do you
have?
I was
just wondering that myself.
You're getting rid of two. I hope you have at least four.
I got seven tuners, dog.
Oh,
I ain't worried
shit.
About losing two,
thank
dog.
God.
I'm getting rid of the fucking... Dog, I got one that only has four fights on it.
Wow. Oh, shit. You better put that in the ad. Do you go Sunday to Sunday, one tuner a day? How does it work?
Yeah, what are some advantages that other tuners have that other tuners don't?
Dog, one tuner I just loan out to my friends when they get married. Like, that's what they fucking take off from the fucking reception, you know, dog?
Oh, I remember you called us when Dirty Larry got married. You gave him the tuner with the Just Married cans off the back.
Is that true?
He called in and told us
about it. That's a fascinating story. I'm sorry
I missed that. But, dog, I got a daily driver, too, dog. I got one of the old ones with the seats with the fucking cab driver beads on it. Super fucking nice.
Oh, you got it.
That's the one that I use every day. That's when I take to work and shit, you know.
Whoa. Wait a minute.
Is Caesar Gracie on the wall? Are you at home? Unless you have a bike waiting for you.
You take a pontoon boat to work?
Yeah, dog. I go out in the middle of the ocean. Dog, try grappling when the fucking waves are 7 feet high and that shit's fucking pitching all over the place. You're teaching some fucking shit, dog.
Wait, I just came up with an idea. Can I pitch you, Nick? Can we almost do a Shark Tank type thing where I pitch you an idea for a business?
I love hearing this. I was doing a Shark Tank
fuck
with
yeah, dog.
Hang on.
I'm an entrepreneur, dog.
This is our new segment. That we started last 2 weeks ago with Steve Renazzisi, where we pitched something. This is called Punch Drunk Pitch Ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
By the way, dog, that was some sweet-ass music. What band was that?
That was a song called Careless Whisper.
It's Josh Reddick, is that his name? Goes up to that for the Oakland A's is his song.
Is that true?
It is.
That's great.
Have you ever considered starting a business called Pontuber, where you pick people up along the water sides?
That's the greatest idea I've ever heard.
And you drive them around, and then, you pick up another guy, and you make your money like that while you're suspended.
Dog, you know what? I already done it. It's called Lift Tune, dog.
Oh, shit. You beat me to it.
You beat me to it.
That is so stupid. Well, that's called What's Your Pitch Punch Drunk? But yeah, you sounds like great minds think alike on. Sounds like great minds think alike on that one.
Who do you want to fight as your first opponent back?
I mean, dude, you know that I always want to fight Tony Carter. Like, that's my fucking dream but the UFC won't have it.
You've wanted that for years, and the UFC will not allow it. They know the ratings will be too big, man.
Fuck.
Would you fight Conor McGregor?
Yeah, dog, I'll fucking fight that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I'll go down to his weight class. I don't give a fuck. Like, dog.
Now, when
I'm a fucking American, dog.
When I talked to your brother, he made it very clear. He wanted Conor McGregor himself. And when he beats him, he said this: when I beat him, I don't want pay-per-view money. I want UFC money. And that's kind of similar to your business plan.
Can you elaborate what that means? Dog. Can you say what that means?
Yeah, dog, that means, like, give me that UFC paycheck. I don't want to wait for that pay-per-view shit. I want my money when I get out of the fucking ring, dog. I want them to hand me that UFC check, dog. Give me my 40 grand. I don't want that that fucking pay-per-view. You got to wait, like, 6 weeks for that shit.
That's a good call.
And by the way, dog, I don't want to talk shit about Nate, but I got to be honest with you, dog. I don't think he can handle Conor McGregor, so, like, that's just me. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, big brother. It says, let me handle the family name.
Yeah, that does seem to be the case. He's like, hey, this one's for me.
Maybe you guys could have, like, a living room fight and see who wins that.
Or fight on the fucking one pontoon boat that only has four fights on it.
That's true.
Throw an epic fifth brother versus brother.
Pay-per-view.
And then that'll drive up the value of that boat, then have an auction.
Paper tune.
Yeah, dog, I mean, we would love to do it for free, but, like, because we're brothers, dog, and we took an oath, like, we're not going to take money for it. You know what I'm saying?
That's smart.
Again, I don't know if that is smart because...
Oh, hey, wait, dog, I got to go because I got some motherfuckers taking a look at that tune. Oh, you like that tune, dog? I'll get you a good fucking deal on it. I got to go, guys.
There you go.
Wow.
Nick Diaz, wow.
Selling one of his seven tuners, man. He owes the $100,000. They fucked him on that, man.
Now... You guys do a podcast that I love, and then we'll get back to the NFL in a little bit later after take calls. But you guys do a podcast that I love, Danish O'Neill podcast. Now, what's interesting is the Diaz brothers,
yeah,
GSP, Drew St. Pierre, and
the Dice Man,
Andrew Dice Clay,
yeah,
that are all big fans of our show, call in repeatedly. They also are fans of your show and call into that
it's,
as well.
It's synergy, man. The comedy world's not that big, as you know.
Well, all those people come to the Comedy Store a lot. Like yeah, I said, I haven't seen GSP there, but
he hangs out sometimes. Oh, dude, you all right?
Ryan O'Neill's back.
Back
Jesus
in the
Christ,
building.
Dude.
You missed
we took like five calls.
You missed two great calls.
Dude,
David's
like
father
gave
called.
Birth. Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
You missed
feel
Carl.
Better now.
Carl called.
Who's Carl?
He's a fan of the Boston Breakers, I guess.
Yeah, he's like some
the USFL team?
Yes. Exactly.
I thought it was a break in two electric.
He thought
Boogaloo.
They were in the Super Bowl.
Who's Carl?
Some dumb fuck.
He talks like this.
But then you missed Nick Diaz, the great Nick
Shut
Diaz.
Shut up!
Yeah.
Ah, motherfucker.
He's selling one of his pontoon boats.
Yeah, what's
seven.
He selling it for?
He has seven. He didn't say the price.
Some guy was just looking at it when he hung up.
Yep. Oh, fuck.
But man. I was just saying how they call. Oh, we got a call. Let's take this call. Maybe this is another Diaz. You're on the air with Punch Drunk. What's up?
What's going on, boys?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
It's Ari's cousin.
Yeah. Ari's cousin, what's up, buddy? How you been? Last time we talked to you, I don't think you were doing so hot.
I've been pretty good, man. I got put on SSRI, so, man, I'm doing pretty goddamn good, man.
Hey, USSRI?
Hell yeah.
Nuclear submarine.
Y'all want to hear my punch drunk pitch? Y'all want to hear me talk about Ronda Rousey in this goddamn painted bathing suit?
yeah, I think so.
I think we're going to go with a Jeb's little bit of column A and a little bit of column B.
Jeb's got a paint roller out right now.
But I say let's start off with your... What's your pitch, Punch Drunk?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, go for it, Ari's cousin.
Well, you know, obviously, you know, me being from Carolina, but hell, I'd have to find a ride to the game, you know, to make up to this pitch, you know, because my car situation ain't really working out too good, but, you know, we can figure something out. Hell, I got like a little thing, you know, I ain't going to do it for the Super Bowl, and I'm down with it either if they win the Super Bowl or not. Like uh-huh. Before the games, I'm wanting to give Cam a pregame tug job.
You want to give Cam
the thing is, it's like,
let me just make sure I have
pregame
this
what
right.
job?
Tug your job? Pitch, your idea for a business pitch is giving Cam Newton a hand job before the Super Bowl?
And all I want in return is, like, you know, some pretty decent tickets. I don't care if they're in, you know, the upper bowl or something, because, hell, I probably ain't even going to be able
so
to
where's
get
the bit, where's the money coming on this?
And that is, what is your pitch, Punch Drunk?
So yeah, saying, but,
now we have a lot of questions
yeah,
about this
Ari,
pitch, I'm not going
to
lie.
Ari's cousin, I apologize. I have to. I have a phone call. This is unprofessional, but we have a writing thing.
Oh,
yeah, I got to take
that's
this.
Our agent. Okay. So
is
you're
that
saying
one
that you're
magicians? Is that one? Oh, I thought y'all had that damn Penn and Teller on there or something. Y'all
no,
got
very similar
else,
to Penn and Teller.
Penn and Teller.
They're like Penn and Teller, only way more gay.
Yeah.
It's Jeff Danis and Ryan O'Neill from Danis and O'Neill Podcast. Very funny comics. Good friends of ours from the Comedy Store.
So you think that your hand job is good enough to earn you Super Bowl tickets?
Well, I mean, I really don't know, but goddamn, they're looking so good. I'd give everything I've got. I mean, I've been talking to my grandma, and, you know, she didn't really have that much experience, you know, giving hand jobs, and I've talked to my
mom.
Well,
yeah, in that era, it was socially unacceptable to jerk guys off.
Yeah, man, because she can't even hardly find, you know, nobody to set her hair real good, you know, because I take her over to college, and she gets her perms and stuff because they're a little cheaper, you know. But,
oh, of course.
Yeah, we ain't
yeah.
talking about that. We're going to talk about these goddamn Panthers in the Super Bowl, but I was really wanting to talk about that fucking painted bathing suit on that fucking cunt that can't act. I mean,
wow.
Did y'all see
Whoa.
That goddamn Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, these SSIRs are really they're really doing you some justice here.
Ari's cousin Jeb, we have another call joining us right now. Who's on the celebrity hotline?
Oh, shoot. I got a business idea. I got to pitch y'all.
What?
Is this Ari's?
Man, I've been trying to get your goddamn number, but can get in touch with you forever. I don't know where in the hell you're from or nothing, man. I'm glad you called in, boy.
Is this Ari's other cousin, man, Jeb?
Yeah, man. I'm from Carolina. We're down at a tire shop down here. Go Panthers, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, I mean, hell, I wish I still worked down there, man. you know, ever since I got hooked, I worked over here at Chili's, you know, it was a little short term, and ever since then, I've been prank calling the fuck out of them, man. I've
oh, yeah. Why don't you give us a taste of some prank calls that you've made to Chili's?
Oh, hell, I got a video one the other day I did, but hell, I'll give y'all a little preview. I called over and I told them in a nutshell, I was like, look, you know, obviously I told them I had a girlfriend or something. I went in there, I was like, you know, we went in there, I was like, look, bitch, we don't want no hot food. We just want some wings, you know. And she's like, well, we got these honey chipotle. And I was like, we know, honey, that won't be that bad. Well, that blasted both our goddamn ass. I called back up there and told him, you know, just to, but it really didn't happen. I'm just sitting here thinking it did, you know.
And so when man, I that's classic.
Him, yeah, that's it. Hey, other cousin Jeb, how do you feel about that prank phone call?
Man, it's classic, man. I once called him. I said, hey, man, you hear that sizzling? That's probably a fajita plate.
What a good,
wow.
What a good that prank. Now, the funny thing is you work at Chili's, such a distinctive voice in the way yeah. you talk, and then your way to fuck them isn't to pop their tires or egg the fucking place. No, I'm going to call and use that exact same. All right, man, I'm just going.
Did you use your first and last name?
First of all, this is Jeb. Just letting you know I'm giving you a prank call right now.
I used to work down there at that tire place, and then I worked for you guys for a little while, but I'm going to make a call now.
This one, yeah, see your refrigerator
pretty
running.
Good because the GM, I didn't have much interaction with him, so. You know, they didn't know who the fuck I was. I told them my name was Jeff Hustickler. And hell,
hey,
that motherfucker
like
even asked me for my goddamn address.
Why
I guess they're going
to
send the goddamn gift card to Jeff Hustickler.
It's like
somewhere.
Using David to do a prank call.
Old Hustickler call it again.
Man, I love it when the plan comes together. Can I give this idea to y'all?
Oh,
hey, go ahead.
Oh, cousin Ari's other cousin Jeb. He's here to play. What's your pitch, Punch Drunk? What's your pitch?
Man, I want to go down to Carolina Stadium. I need tickets, man. I want to give Cam Newton the damn rim job.
Whoa. Wow. That is better than giving him a tug job. I got to say, the other cousin, Jeb, he's outdoing the first cousin.
Now, you know the game won't be at Panther Stadium. It's in San Francisco at Levi's Stadium. So you going to Panther Stadium, you're not going to be licking Cam Newton's asshole.
Oh, shoot, man. I wear damn Wranglers. I don't know if I can go off on Levi, give them the money.
Now, your other cousin, Jeb, do you think that your car is in good enough condition to drive to where they're actually going to be playing?
If it's official in Arizona, I've been watching them El Chapo specials, and goddamn, that cocaine and all that shit out there is banging out there, boys. Hell, I might have to, you know, find a goddamn way out there if I got to suck my way out there.
Wow, yeah, it seems like you're a lot of your plans for getting ahead in life.
Hard dicks in your hand and mouth.
Yeah, you know, T-Bow, I came on hard to you originally, you know, but, you know, with my therapist and these SSRIs, she's told me, and Sam, I realize, you know, the whole pansexual, but I really ain't even got a side clip. These old bitches that I used to want to fuck with my porn no more. I can just watch my porn now and beat off.
Other cousin Jeb, how is the porn and beating off? How's that treating you?
Man, I got good news for y'all. My uncle's got a small prop plane. I might take that out to San Fran.
Oh, that's an interesting thing.
Bro,
wow.
Maybe dust some crops all along the way.
I heard you get your grandma's hair done dirt cheap out there.
Man, I've been watching porno. You know who I'm loving? I'm loving, what's that girl's name, other cousin Jeb? The blonde one with the big tits.
Oh, man, there's so many of them, boy. I would say, you know, Gianna Michaels, but that goddamn bitch changes her hair color, like, you know, so much you can't really tell, you know.
Man, I know she's gotten a bit of a belly on her now.
Yeah, she has, but I'd still fuck the shit out of that mouth, though, boys. Goddamn, and I need it, man.
Oh, man, I see that dick licker, and I want to stick mine right on in it.
About the pussy? What's wrong with that?
I mean, hell, it's just been 30, you know, I said 32 years. God damn, I just turned 32 years old, and it's been,
you're still a young man.
I mean, I'm serious, boys. It's been 8 years since I've had pussy, so, you know, I'm going through some shit.
So you haven't been laid. You haven't been laid since you were 24?
Yeah, boys, I mean, shit's getting real over here on Holland Street.
Other cousin Jeb, how long has it been since you've had sex?
I haven't been laid since junior prom.
Wow.
I took a local girl, couldn't find no date.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't have enough money. Some of my pals bought her a 12er, a Mountain Dew.
Uh-huh.
Next thing you know, I'm fucking her. Balls deep.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's Carolina Paps.
And how old of a gentleman are you, sir?
I just turned 32.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
Damn. Man, what hospital was you born at?
Good question.
Wait, first cousin Jeb, first of all, before you start asking questions, what hospital were you born in?
Yep.
Oh, hell, I was born, my mom and damn everybody in my family says Rufford, but it's Rufford. I can't even say a word, but it's Rufford Hospital.
Other cousin Jeb, where were you born?
Born at St. Mary's down there in Carolina.
Yeah, what?
St. Mary's, goddamn, that's a
good
hospital.
Some people call it St. Marie's, I call it St. Mary's.
St. Marie's.
Damn. One of my black buddies used to have it. Boy, his wife.
What is it with this show today? I apologize.
Is this
to Anthony Johnson?
Wow.
And our three or four other black listeners.
We do not support the views of these callers.
You know me. But I don't know what's happened today. But and you know what? Maybe it's because it's almost Black History Month. Maybe we just had Martin Luther King's celebrated his
people are lashing
Martin Luther
out
King Day. I don't know.
Using this as a platform to lash out?
They have been two calls from the South,
wow.
So really,
yeah.
Maybe
I
the
think
South.
That might just be it.
Yep. So yeah, what were you saying?
That drill rap, boy, it's real hot right now, you know, like all them Chicago rappers. Hell, I could go all in on that, but, you know, this is a sports show, boys.
Well, is it?
Yeah, let's keep it to sports here now.
Damn right. We got to keep it legit while that dirty Jew and that Armenian boy. Tell that man, I ain't even going to talk about
well,
it.
There's only three white men here today.
Yep.
I don't.
You're mad at people that aren't even here. And both of these guys love you. One of them's your cousin, Ari.
Two of them are region rats.
Yeah.
Oh, I love hell. I love all y'all. Now, don't dare take it wrong. I love all y'all. Shit, I mean, if y'all live closer, hell, we might do some business, but hell, you
what
know
does that mean, do some business?
You'd suck our dicks?
I got a question for both Jebs. What does it mean if you live closer, we might do some business? Jeb number one first.
Well, you know, I happen to hustle lumber on the side, too. You know,
shoot, man.
You're hustling
that lumber. I've been thinking about getting into that.
Man, you know, but hell, who don't hustle lumber over in this fucking
You're telling
what
me.
What the fuck does hustle lumber mean? I mean, I got a general idea, but how are you moving lumber on the DL without an axe?
Well, ironically, you know, I got, you know, popped pretty bad 2 years ago, boys, so we got to keep it low on the, you know, the home phone here.
You got popped for hustling lumber?
Hopefully we ain't got no lumber cops on the line.
hell yeah, man. You got to watch them. I use these damn reciprocating saws. And we was going to use them cross. I don't even know what the goddamn saw blade is. I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about them for.
Do you want to go ahead and try to figure out what the saw blade is while we talk to Jeb number two?
You got 50 pounds of cedar for me?
Oh, man, I got whatever. I got goddamn, what's that black one? Hell, I always say
them
black.
You got mahogany?
Yeah, we got mahogany, we got oak, we got pecan trees. I don't even
pecan
think that's
trees.
The kind of wood.
Whoa.
I don't think pecan, a lot of people are building with pecan wood.
You got any bamboo?
We got bamboo. Actually, hell, I got a whole field of bamboo. Hell, if you don't believe me, I'll take a picture of this shit right now with my thumb up.
Yeah, do that.
Hold up today's newspaper, though, so we know it's not some sort of bullshit-ass picture.
You got any 4x4s made out of almond? Almond tree?
Oh, hell, I'll put the newspaper I got today with my cousin's obituary in it.
You got any apple wood? You got any apple wood for Pitfire Pizza?
Hell, I'll put, you know, we can make any kind of chips if y'all want to do some shit like that,
chips.
You know, like make you some ribs or anything like that.
I think
that,
we're going
boys.
To avoid
I mean,
getting into
you
business with you.
So if you were here...
You got any 2x4s that are signed by Hacksaw Jim Duggan?
That's a dumb...
Hell, I wish we did. What about that damn Royal Rumble this weekend, boys? Goddamn.
Oh, man,
Triple
that
H.
Royal Rumble, talk about disappointing. Triple H winning the belt?
Oh, man, boy, what you talking about, man?
Man, we have a lot of inaccurate sports.
Rumble, man. Triple H won that damn belt.
And then goddamn AJ Styles, whoever he is, on that TNA Kurt Angle wrestling shit, you know.
Yeah, man,
cool.
The phenomenal one.
Oh, you're watching some TNA. You're really, you're a big wrestling fan if you're going TNA.
Oh, well, you know, I love tits and ass, too, but I ain't never seen a real pair, you know. So,
wait, hey, what about 8 years ago when you got laid? She covered her titties up?
And her ass?
I'll go ahead and tell y'all this little story while I'm on here real quick. Well, my damn... Well,
wait,
hell,
you know what? Hold on. Wait,
brother.
Jeb number one, hold on. Hey, Jeb number two, why don't you tell us the story?
Well, I was hustling sand up there in Durham.
Okay.
I had the damn truck.
What kind of sand did you have? Or is there only one kind of sand?
I had this beautiful sand. There's bits of, I don't even know what it's called.
Formica in it?
Shit in there.
Is it Formica sand?
It may have been like California beach sand. Shit, I don't know. Uh-huh. My buddy parks in a red zone. We got our damn truck towed. Can't even sell the goddamn sand.
Oh, man.
Fuck, man.
It's for two
so
sand.
So you got your sand impounded.
Got the sand, the goddamn sand impounded.
There goes your dreams of being a sand baron.
So my buddy storms the sand impound with a machine gun. He ends up doing life in prison.
Uh-huh.
Wow. That was some valuable sand.
I know. No shit.
Is it really worth going in with a machine gun?
No shit.
I don't know. He was all messed up and shit.
Okay. Jeb number one.
What's going on?
You said you had a story.
I'll tell you. Hey, one, my ex-girlfriend's brother, man, this bitch he used to have, ex-baby mama, I guess. I don't give a fuck about what her damn title is. This bitch used to smoke a cigarette. Well, I mean, you know, a lot of bitches do, but she'd suck this goddamn thing so hard, her cheeks would tap on the inside of her mouth. That tap as a side, man, and my goddamn... dick would get so hard, man, but I just felt awkward, you know, being around her and her brother. I mean, her feet, don't even know what the fuck I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I don't
know.
It's
those SSRIs, man. They're fucking with you.
Yeah, Lexapro's a hell of a drug, man. And my psychiatrist, she's got big tits, but she's like, you know, kind of almost, you know, past cougar age. But
which is what age? What age is past cougar age?
Well, hell, I'm
never thinking
about it.
88, okay.
No, I was just going to ask number two.
That's a shade. Have you ever asked to see her big-ass titties?
No, I haven't because she's just so inquisitive and questions me and makes me, you know, question myself. You know, ever since Sam told me that I'm pansexual, you know, I've been really questioning
our
myself.
Podcast sent you to therapist and SSRI drugs?
Dude, you guys are changing lives.
Oh, no, you damn right you did. Hell, that's why, I mean, this is just ironic that I called in. I mean, this then Lexapro's the real deal, boys. I mean, this is some good shit here.
Jed, number two, how do you feel about
Labyrinth?
Pan's Labyrinth.
Have I did what now?
You seen that movie Pan's Labyrinth? That's some damn pansexual shit.
Man, I'd love to have some mushrooms and watch it.
Wait, Jeb number two, how are the SSRIs treating you? How's Lexapro doing for you?
Yeah.
Man, Lexapro's been treating me all right, man. Been fucking with my sex drive a little bit, but...
That's understandable.
Yeah, it did me too, man. I couldn't even pull one out for about 3 weeks, and I thought I was going to have to call that bitch and tell her, but, you know, now it's been got back to normal. I can cap it off and get about 4 or 5 puffs and shit. I'm good.
Wow.
You ever just slap your dick against the wall?
No, I don't do that, hell. It ain't that big.
Oh, boy.
What, the wall ain't that big?
Well, I got a wall, but, hell, I'd have to just get up against it awkwardly.
Walls?
But, hell, I'm serious. My dick, have y'all ever seen that nasty-ass man called Wadzilla on X Videos?
Oh, yeah, of course.
One of my favorites. Classic shit.
Oh, hell yeah, boy.
Classic
that dirty neck
shit.
Or whatever he is, boy. That's some Mitchell. Man, goddamn.
What about what's catch me up on Wadzilla here, Jeb, number one?
I don't know, man. He's just, you know, I'm a big fan of them POV Swallow compilations.
Well,
know.
Who isn't? You're an American.
Oh, he's going with the compilation.
Oh, okay.
Jeez,
okay.
Oh,
this guy's got time to kill.
I don't like the techno music in the background, though. That shit really
turn it off.
With me.
Just hit that mute button.
Man, I'm with you. Who did that damn soundtrack, boy?
Just throw it on mute,
man.
Bro. Throw it on mute.
That shit's fucking weird as hell.
Yeah, you can throw that on mute. It's just the sound of one hand clapping.
Yeah, sometimes
I barely get that, but I like it.
It's a masturbation joke.
All right, boy.
Jeff, number one, so you're watching these POVs. You hate the techno music. I'm sure there's some out there that don't have
techno
music.
Yeah, but so what's Wadzilla's deal?
Yeah.
Oh, well, hey, I ain't really big. I was just talking about him, you know, for dick size comparison. You know, he's a nasty.
Well, yeah, don't compare yourself to celebrities. That's a bad move.
I like basketball, but you don't see me kicking myself in the fucking ass because I'm not Michael Jordan. Yeah. Remember, I'm playing some hoops with my buds.
Don't beat yourself up. I'm sure your dick is just perfect.
Yeah, I mean, hell, I guess it would do the job because that bitch that I used to be with, boy, she ate my ass only one time. And I tell you, that was like the weirdest slash greatest feeling I've ever had in my life, man.
This guy.
It tells you've had a lot of weirdest slash greatest feelings in your life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, do you ever maybe just, and I'll ask this question to both Jebs here. Jeb number one first. You ever think maybe you haven't been laid since eighth grade? Or, I mean, in 8 years and Jeb number two since junior high prom, because you only call women bitches.
Yeah, see, hell, I'm getting over that kind of one. I ain't gonna say
it seems like you're not getting over it.
I don't think you're even close to being. I mean,
I don't think you've ever called.
Never referenced a woman in any way other than a bitch.
You called your psychiatrist who's helped change your life.
A big titty bitch.
You said, I called that bitch up and said, hey, these things are fucking with my dick.
It's a term of endearment. I call my shrink Dr. Bitch.
That's a pretty good one there, boy.
Maybe you should use that.
Try it, man. Out. She respects the hell out of me because I call it like it is.
I don't have to be damn pat. You know, I'm just going to, I mean, these things are helping me out a lot like this, you know, because I was at the damn, this funeral last night, man, for my cousin. And he had this damn fly rod on his damn flower set and stuff, man. I was just sitting there looking at my other cousin's wife, man. This bitch is so goddamn hot, but she's got a turkey neck and shit, you know.
Probably not so hot then.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, now that you put it that way, now that you're at your buddy's funeral, looking at the wife of the dead guy, and you think you're saying this bitch looks pretty hot. I do see that you're really making an effort to not call women bitches. Yeah.
No, I can see where you're putting that in. Kudos to you.
You know what I'm saying? She has already been to the dinners, the barbecues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you've laid the groundwork already.
Hey, yeah, boy, what kind of barbecue do you like, boy?
Oh, man, we got this damn one called Fat Tracy's up here about 10 miles away from it. Then we got another one called Hickory Log. Boy, we got some good goddamn barbecue.
Now, have you ever met the real Fat Tracy? What do you think of her?
Well, that bitch is huge.
That bitch is big, but I tell you what, boy.
She smells like hickory smoke.
I'd suck her dick for some Cam Newton tickets.
Believe it or not, it's a damn redneck-ass dude, and he collects old-ass NASCAR outfits. He's got a Wally Dallenbach goddamn uniform.
What? Not a Wally Dallenbach.
Oh, shit. I got to head up to that part of town and see that.
Hell yeah.
Why don't you give, Jeb number one, why don't you give Jeb number two the address to Fat Tracy's so we can look at that Dolly Wallenbeck?
He got any of that Jeff Gordon shit, or he don't fuck with that?
No, hell no. He's I would say retro, but man, he's old school, like, you know, Ernie Irvin before he got to swerving and shit, you know. And
shit. The
fucking guy,
Davey
bro.
Davey Allison, you know.
Jeb number two. Hey, Jeb number two. Now, Jeb number one said he's been looking for you and trying to get a hold of you. Why don't you go ahead and give him your phone number out over the air right now?
Oh, I don't know if I'm ready for that in this relationship, man. He's a pansexual. I don't know. I haven't explored that much now.
Do you even know what a pansexual is, Jeb number two?
I have no idea. Yeah. What are you fucking pots and pans now?
Yeah, does that mean you're fucking pots and pans? Jeb number one.
Oh, no. Hell no, I ain't sucking pots and pans. I told y'all I got back to normal pulling them out, man. It took me about 3 weeks after that Lexapro. I thought that shit was going to turn me into some kind of weird person.
Yeah, you said that. You were going to have to call
that
bitch.
What is it? You like a Peter Pan? You wear the green tights? Well, what's the pansexual there now?
Well, pansexual, I think it's like when you just get aroused by anything, ain't it, or something?
What the fuck is this guy? He didn't even know. He's been calling himself a pansexual the whole time.
Got a
he
therapist
didn't even know what the
and
fuck
got
it
prescribed
is.
Lexapro.
Just go.
Man, I think it just means he loves the fuck, man. I'm cut from the same old damn cloth.
I think that's every guy.
I never said I'm smart. I'm far from smart now.
Hey, don't sell yourself short.
I'm looking at some lumber right here. I might steal it.
Oh, what kind of lumber is it?
The the kind of lumber I really like is these little 3-foot ones. You know, well, they're actually like these little 3-foot plants, and you can break them down into little pieces. You know, fuck these goddamn police. Hell, I just like to pack it in this goddamn little glass tube and stuff and smoke
it. I karate chopped a 3-foot plank one time and damn near broke my hand off.
Jeb number one and Jeb number two, if both of you could answer this question at the same time, who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl this year and next year?
Shit, is there even?
Oh, well, hey, we lost both of them. Man, well, I tell you what.
Hang up.
I feel about 50 IQ points dumber after listening
to this. I'm really worried about Jeb. Now, has Tate tried to call? Oh, yeah, Tate, go ahead and take it. This might be Tate. You're on the air with Punch Drunk. How can I help you?
Uh-oh.
You're on the air with Punch Drunk. What time is it?
It's time to get ill.
Tate Fletcher.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's Sam Tripoli.
Oh, dude, didn't that sound like Tate?
I did, yeah. I thought it was, too.
Wow, that really sounds.
Is that your Tate impression? Is that what you're answering with?
No, that was just me being me.
Dude, we just had the most classic call with both Jebs on the phone. Jeb number one is
that must have been great,
dude. It's the this.
Evidently, they're lumber thieves.
He's a lumber thief, and he's
and sand barons.
Man, I've been hustling lumber. If I lived out there, we'd be doing some business. I said, "What kind of business?" I'd mostly be hustling lumber.
He got a little self conscious though, because he thought the authorities might be tapping into this show.
And that's the original Jeb. The other one seems to be selling sand now.
Yeah, the other one got busted stealing sand, and they confiscated it, so his buddy burst into the impound with a machine gun. Now he's doing life in prison.
Sammy, where are you, buddy?
Well, tonight, my good friend Chad Zumach and I were doing the Man Heat tour. We're in Columbus. We're at Shadowbox Live tonight. A bunch of Death Squad people from Ohio are coming out to it.
Awesome.
It's going to be great. And then tomorrow we're doing my hometown, the 607, Portland, New York.
228 in the house.
We're doing a 8 o'clock show, Bricks on Main Street, and then we're finishing up the tour in Rochester at the Comedy Club Thursday through Saturday. And of course, you and I are doing the big rabble with the Dirty Sports guys during the Pro Bowl. Lots to talk about.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. We talked about that quite a bit earlier on the show. Hey, joining us back, Jeff Dennis, where were you, man? You just missed a great call from both Jebs.
Oh, shit. Sorry, guys.
I got Sam Tripoli on the phone right
what's
now.
What's up, Tripoli?
Jeff, how are you, buddy?
I'm good.
Always a pleasure, guys. Always a pleasure.
Where are you?
Yeah, man.
I mean, we're upstate New York. We're heading toward Columbus right now.
Are you able to drive with this snowstorm?
What's that?
How's the snow treating you?
We had one night of it was like bad. I was like, oh, we're in the middle of the storm. And then every other day, it's been sunshine and blue skies.
Have you driven in snow before?
Oh, yeah, he's from upstate New York.
Yeah,
oh, you're from? Okay, I always thought you were from Vegas, but you moved to Vegas.
Went to college and moved there, yeah.
That's where he started training with, what was that dude's name?
Master Toddy.
Master Toddy, yeah.
They call him Hot Toddy after a long workout.
So stupid.
Hi-yo!
Sam, did you hear this breaking news? And I don't know if you guys heard this. Shaquille O'Neal just admitted that he was paid handsomely at LSU. He said his statute of limitations is over. He can now talk about it and said he was paid handsomely while in college at LSU.
I mean, is that going to get the program in trouble? I mean, what is that one that's shocking? Why would you go to LSU?
It was also 20-some years ago.
What's weird is it kind of shines a light on him. If Ben Simmons is taking anything, this fucks him.
Right?
Yeah, right. You're like, yeah, dude, you're setting that kid up to get investigated right now.
What does he care about the statute of limitations?
Why is he going to LSU, Ben Simmons? It makes no sense.
Yeah. What does he care about the statute of
limitations? I don't know if there's a statute of limitations. If that affects, he would have to pay money back, or if trophies or MVP things could be taken away, or maybe if the school gets in trouble. I don't know. I actually haven't read too much about it. Ryan Hill from...
Why can't anybody keep a secret?
It's Shaq, too.
Why can't anybody just shut the fuck up?
What is his agenda? Is he wanting to fuck the NCAA?
I do not know. That's kind of why I asked Sam. I didn't know Sam had heard this.
College players should be allowed to take money. Who
knows? Seems like an
obvious. What's his angle?
Tebow, did you guys see the thing about the Missouri Coke? Did you see that video?
About the Missouri quarterback doing coke?
Yeah.
Yes, I did see that.
From the team. Well, first of all, he doesn't really even – I mean, dude, he fakes doing the coke. It's obvious. I mean, you watch him. He doesn't even do the line of cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of his friends sells the video to someone. Like, who's this scumbag selling out his fucking friend, you fucking douchebag?
There's two parts.
It's like you –
I totally hear you. There's two parts to that. And it's like, yeah, what a scumbag. And I agree with you about that. But it's like these people that are willing to pay for it. There's organizations that are like, yeah, man, we'll give you $10,000 for this. And even if it doesn't, even if it's not even real, it's clickbait. People are going to download our little videos or people are going to watch TMZ tonight. And it's not even real.
Predatory journalism.
Yeah, it's all clickbait. You're right. It is predatory journalism and it's all clickbaiting and It's just everybody's a goddamn sellout. There's no fucking honor in anything.
If you're one of these guys,
who sells their friend out?
You got to be a lone wolf, man. No family, no friends. Like, everyone stay away from me.
You got to live in the world.
Well, the good news is, though, all this controversy, it all blows over then because everybody's involved in it. So it's good for 2 days, and then everyone says, who gives a shit?
Now, Sam, speaking of controversy, what's your take and what do you know about this Blake Griffin handbrake? I just can't believe it.
It appears to be that the equipment manager, I don't know his name exactly, but is like good friends with Blake Griffin. They've been good friends for a while. There's a bunch of pictures of them on Instagram doing a bunch of shit together. I just think this is an instance of two friends got fucked up and they started fighting with each other.
Yeah,
maybe they were sparring.
Yeah, maybe they were sparring. Who knows? Blake Griffin's a redheaded black guy. They get a lot of shit in life.
And a hot temper. Redheads have hot tempers, man, whether they're black or white.
Well, yeah, that's totally true, man. He's got that fucking black Irish fucking anger, dude. He gets drunk, he had a little alcohol. He's in Toronto. There's a bunch of hot white girls wanting some of that fucking
those red pubes.
Right, I wonder how much of this comes down to be. I wonder how much pussy is involved in this story. I wonder how much this is over some cunt
or card games. A lot of NBA fights and gun violence is over debts of like you owe me X amount of money.
Imagine if you broke your hand over a fucking drunken game of Uno. How great would that be?
Jenga.
Yeah, that's right. Uno is the Washington Wizards are big Uno players now. That's
really?
Real. Yeah.
Can you imagine playing Uno for money?
With 7-foot guys?
Yeah.
Uno, motherfucker.
We're fucked, dude. We're fucked.
How long is he out for?
Like 4 to 8 weeks.
They say.
What a fucking moron.
2 months, 4 to 8 weeks.
What a fucking moron.
He should have choked him out, dude.
He just got off like a 2-month injury.
He's got to learn jiu-jitsu, man. You can't be throwing hands until you're out of the NBA and you're retired. Then work on your fucking hands.
He's a big enough guy that some leg. He got a good leg kick going.
Equipment managers.
Dude, I saw a video of him online. It was like some promotion did it. It was Donald Cerrone training Blake Griffin.
Really?
Blake Griffin took the MMA like in one fucking lesson, so he probably punched this guy.
Dude, according to
David,
Dude, we had the most racist caller earlier.
Oh, this guy was crazy.
It's so weird, man. There's just Canadian chicks fuck, too. It's like, why are you even fighting? There's chicks lined up to bang, dude.
It'll be really interesting. What's interesting is that he was mad enough that he punched him, and then he went outside, followed the guy outside, and then punched him again on the second attempt, breaking his hand. So he's pretty pissed.
Was he alone, or was like if there's other players there, you got to be like, hey, dude, let's
I don't know
calm
if he,
down.
I don't know if he was alone or not.
Who knows? They might have been egging him
on.
Well,
this is the second time he's punched somebody. Didn't he choke somebody?
In a club,
In a club in Vegas, a guy that was filmed. Guy that was taking pictures of him in a Vegas club. I don't know if it was a strip bar, but it was a club.
It was during his backswing.
Yep, and they settled that. I think they settled that kind of out of court. I think he broke the guy's phone.
Is he known to have, like, a drinking problem or anything?
No, never really been in any kind of trouble.
Dude.
He's got some kids, or a kid.
Yeah, that one chick who's fucked all those famous
he definitely
guys.
Didn't do any punching there.
Yeah, doesn't she also have a kid with Matt Leinart, Sammy?
Yeah, his baby mama.
That's the chick.
Jesus. Who had the kid first?
Matt Liner's baby mama to Blake Griffin's baby mama.
Dude, you got
to
know when she has one kid with somebody, you got to wrap that shit up.
She's trying to fuck Ari.
Yeah, you got
to
know the minute that Liner leaves the NFL, then she's automatically single again.
Oh, man.
She wants a baby with Ari, dude.
Love that.
That'd be great.
Oh, I'm into violent sex. You better
love to have my
Joe Blake. Blake, better not attack me for this.
Love that my giant ball slapping your ass.
The trick's on you. I'm pulling out and coming on your face.
You've been duped.
You just got Shafir'd.
You guys should like this Blake Griffin story because it's the he's the punch drunk. It's
exactly. Yeah. You're
that's a great.
Heyo.
That should be a punch drunk fucking logo right there.
Blake Griffin punching the equipment manager.
Jewish guys.
This is not happening. All over your face.
Oh, my God. That's where we're at?
Yeah.
Holy fuck, dude. Hey, so real quick, what do you guys think of this UFC stuff?
Wow, which one? BJ Penn coming back? Verdum falling
hang up?
Verdum.
Oh.
The Temple of Verdum.
I think Verdum better take any fight he can because he's 38 years old and his fucking window is closing fast.
I'm suspicious of it.
He just fell out, too.
No, but I'm suspicious. He all of a sudden, Miocic comes in. Oh, wait, my back? Where was your back hurting you a day before?
No, he claimed his back was hurt a week ago.
But why didn't you say it?
He said when Cain Velasquez fell out that he thought that was the only guy he should be fighting because he said Cain, he thought, was injured anyway.
Which
so
shows he's scared
fuck.
Of Miocic,
yeah, of course
dude.
He is. He's a young guy with heavy hands.
Really? You guys think he's afraid of that guy?
It just seems odd that once he heard that, he was like, oh, my back.
I thought that last night when I saw it, when I was reading the article about him dropping out too, I was like, maybe he just trained. Oh, he hung up there. Maybe he just trained so much that he got into that like, fuck, man, I'm not ready for this, you know. Yeah. This fight's right around the corner, and I've trained a totally different way. Yeah. And now, stylistically, I have everything to lose and nothing to gain.
I think he knows
my
he
back's
can be,
out.
He knows he can beat Cain, and so you know he'll retain the belt, which will be more money for him. But he doesn't know if he can beat Stipe. I mean, this guy's fucking crazy.
Yep,
Michael Stipe Myers.
Young, he's on a hot streak, and he's fucking hungry. And Verdum's 38 years old, man.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think he just sees it. He goes, Cain, I've beat him once. I whipped him bad. I know I at least probably have
and I've
a
trained
advantage.
And I've trained for him for the last 90 days.
After Miocic, who's the other? Who's fourth?
Heavyweight?
Yeah.
Arlovski dropped
way
to,
off.
What, seventh now?
Arlovski's done.
How dare, don't tell Big Earl Skakel that.
Bigfoot, I don't care about.
Travis Brown's lower
what about
on the
Mark,
top 10.
No. Mark Hunt.
Mark Hunt, no.
I mean, realistically, Bigfoot, he's down. Who? It might be Arlovski still.
Might be Shaq.
Could be Shaq.
Could he cut to 265? I don't think he could.
I don't
who
think
else
he
is
could
in
these
there?
Days.
That's good.
Let's talk about Bigfoot. That guy, fuck, his foot's probably as big as your torso. there's also, who's the big fat guy with the beard?
Roy Nelson.
Roy Nelson.
But then you got Barnett.
Barnett's
fighting.
Like six.
Is he six?
I think he's six.
He's got the best.
He's fighting Mir, and Mir, I think,
Mir's
still like eight. Yeah.
No, he's not fighting Mir.
No,
he's
not fighting Mir.
He's
fighting.
Who's he fighting?
No, I'll tell you right now.
Some other.
Hunt. Mark Hunt's fighting Mir.
Is it?
I think so.
No, it's somebody else.
He is fighting Rothwell.
Yeah. It's the Battle of the Areolas.
Oh, yeah. Rothwell's up there.
They're going to have a wet tee contest at the weigh-in.
That's like six versus eight. And then you have Ryan Bader, Anthony Johnson.
Is that what's this Fox card this week?
And that's Sage Northcutt also on that one.
That's the Barnett.
This is all.
Okay.
This is all the
Sage
Fox Northcutt.
Dude, that guy is insane.
Northcutt.
Athleticism. Hey, David, why don't you take a look at Sage Northcutt?
Yeah, you think white people are done now? Yeah, that kid's great.
Who's
good
he,
looking.
Who's he train with?
I don't know who he trains with.
I don't know. I watched a highlight reel of his. Dude,
you know what? He might be. Is he New York? Is he Frankie Edgar's camp? I could be off on that.
He might be. I don't know. He. I watched that show that Dana White does with like
looking for
Matt
Sarah.
Yeah, and they found him on that show, Sage Northcutt. The dude opened up with a sidekick that sent a dude flying to the other side of the fucking octagon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was insane.
Big Mickey Gall's listening?
They signed him from that. From that outing.
And I feel bad for Mickey Gall.
Why?
Fan of the show. This fight is a big fight for him.
Is this the CM Punk guy?
And now it's like this should be a free fight now. It should be a free. It's, you know, now the fucking heavyweight to me was already a weaker pay per view card. And now your main event is pulled.
Yeah. Oh, is he on this card?
He's on the heavyweight card.
Got it.
He's not on the free one. He's on the heavyweight one.
So it's a tough card.
So now it's good. So now you're kind of like, man, UFC, you can't ask people to pay $60 for that.
No. Yeah.
But it's less pressure on him, though.
Well, it's less pressure on him, but I think, you know, and the same amount of eyes are going to be on him as they would have been anyway because he's on the undercard.
All he's looking at, you don't want to overlook his current opponent, Michael Jackson, because he's a great singer, a great fighter. But you also are looking ahead at CM Punk is all that matters for Mickey
Gall.
Dude,
they should have given BJ Penn CM Punk for his first opponent back.
Can we talk about that?
It's sad, dude. Love BJ Penn.
Dude, he was my favorite fighter.
We
loved him.
That his was rubber like guard. His balance.
His first fight with GSP that he won, GSP's face was just fucked up.
He was just
up.
Punching
the problem
beat the
with
shit
Penn
out of GSP.
His conditioning's always been a fucking problem for him.
Well, and now that he's, you know, he's
38.
I'm sure his conditioning's way better now.
Oh, I'm sure.
But he was just a natural fucking great fighter.
Do you know why he's coming back?
Lick the why?
Nick Lentz wrote a trolling poem that really got under his skin.
Really?
That's real.
The thing is, they won't even give Nick Lentz him the first fight.
Are you fucking with me?
No,
they won't give him.
This is real. I don't know the poem.
Yeah,
it's a real thing.
He said you insulted me and my family
via poetry.
But I'm sure Dana White's like, I'm not giving Nick Lentz.
Nick Lentz is good.
I know. That's why. Why would you give him to PJ Penn? Like, to make
why not?
Sense. Because he's like he's a guy they're grooming for title shot.
Yeah, but that's a sexy fight. Let him fucking fight
the
this
battle
guy.
Of the poetry.
I feel like you just give him someone.
Pence doesn't have six fights in him all the way working
give
to a title.
Give Penn somebody that's going to destroy him and just put him out of his misery. Because I can't watch Penn come close to winning and then dragging it out.
Yeah, but with the backstory with the poetry,
dude,
that's a great fight.
Greg Jackson's got to be careful that he doesn't turn his gym into a used car lot. He's got Orlovsky in there.
Dude,
he's got Penn coming.
Dude, he did almost bring – he brought Orlovsky back to number 5 in the fucking division.
Doesn't he have Joe Riggs after
and
his
got
gunshot
title
wound?
Shot.
Well, he brought Riggs back, too, almost. He brought back the UFC.
I hear a lot of almost.
He brought Diego Sanchez almost back.
What about
– But these are guys that never would have made it back without his help.
That's a weird gym because you have the John Jones of the world, the Holly Holmes, but then you have a lot of, like, you know, weird other shit going on, too.
Yeah, I mean, he's a big gym. He runs a good – you know, a good camp.
Did you guys see that the Jameis Winston rape case?
No.
Now, Florida State has settled with the woman that was that is claiming she was raped, sexually assaulted by Jameis Winston. Winston's case is still pending with her, but the Florida State case has been closed out. And you ready for this? This is going to be mind-blowing.
$10 million.
No, not even that. Now, it's interesting. What they say about this case that it's interesting is because although the Winston case is still going, by Florida State paying her off, and because they are a public organization, usually these numbers and all of this is
private.
But because Florida State is a state organization and not a private organization, it has to be made public.
Oh, man.
They paid her $950,000, which is what they say is at least some sort of admission of involvement.
$950,000 isn't by that's fucking.
Even if it's negligence, she has agreed for that.
Wow.
$700,000 of the $950,000, $700,000 goes to her lawyers.
Oh, so you're telling me that she couldn't get a deal that also paid for her fucking legal fees?
$700,000 of it goes
crazy.
To her lawyers.
Wow. It should have been $950,000 plus legal fees. Holy shit.
$200,000 goes to her. $50,000 of that will probably go to taxes. So she's going
to
make of this
you have
almost.
To pay I don't think you have to pay taxes on legal settlements.
You would probably know more than me.
I don't think, yeah.
So
I
of her almost $1 million,
my God.
She is getting less than $200,000 of it.
Is she still a student?
That's fucking sickening.
I don't think so. But then the Winston case is going to be
that's the big
one.
That's the big one,
that?
And nobody you don't know what Florida State has admitted to or whatever. Yeah. That's I don't think that aspect is public.
That's fucking sad.
So what was that? What the story was that Florida State's police didn't really look into it too much. Was that the allegation?
Yeah, that's some of the allegations. There's also the chance that some of this is they tried to cover it up, and they could prove that they had tried to cover this up. There could be proof that they had known about this way ahead of time and could have done something about it but chose not to. you know, there's a lot of different things that they,
I wish we could get,
they could be paying for, so to speak.
I wish we had Jeb's phone number so we could chime in on that.
Hey, boy, he trying to be like a Cam Newton. Well, can't be no like no Cam. I still give him a hand. Yeah.
I wish I could do an impression of him. I've tried it. I can't do it. We need Netflix to get in here for making of a rape case. Maybe get behind the scenes.
I could see that.
Jameis is in Tampa, living it up, Ybor City.
We need our, who's going to be our Brendan Dassey?
I don't know. Maybe the girl has a brother.
His IQ is 73.
Maybe Jeb will come in as a correspondent.
Oh, well.
Mama.
That
stupid
bitch. Let me ask you something, bitch.
Jeb would have to be that person. Christ. That would have to be Jeb. Yeah, at least Jeb won, maybe Jeb
something
too.
Tells me that Brendan Dassey would beat that guy at a spelling bee.
You guys should do a punch drunk competition where you give away, like, stay with Ari for a week and then rig it so Jeb wins.
Oh.
And then have him on the show live. Maybe that'll be a bag of bets.
That actually.
Have Jeb fly out.
Tell you what, Ari, I'd love to give you a hand job.
Hey, man, they got all that. Y'all got all them palm trees. That's a different kind of lumber out there.
Oh, I'm going to cut one of them down right there on Los Feliz Boulevard.
Them leaves are heavy.
Did I miss Tate calling?
Tate has not called in yet. He texted me and said, hey.
Maybe the fighter and the kid will call in.
How much time is left on the show?
They just moved 196 to free television, ladies and gentlemen.
Whoa, you
just
called it, dude.
That's James right there coming through super strong. Ariel
Helwani. What's it going to be on?
Fox channel? Sports 1, probably. Which I don't have.
Fight Pass, probably. I don't even think it's a Fox Sports 1 card without that.
Yep, there you go. That's exactly what we thought would happen. The Fight Nanny actually called it. Candace. I was talking to her last night, and she goes, they got to make this free now.
Dude, like, she knows her shit, man. I talked to her at the Ice House Friday night, and man, we need her right now when we're talking about the rankings of heavyweights.
She would rattle them off.
Oh, she would probably. She's like probably like driving her car, listening to this right now, like not
yelling.
Live, but tomorrow.
Yeah,
you should call her is Rain Nanny.
Ooh, Rain Nanny.
Rain Nan?
Rain Nan. She knows.
Rain Nan is good, too.
Has she ever been on a pontoon boat?
I think she would love to be on a pontoon boat with the two Diaz brothers.
Have you ever been around her and it smells like pontuna?
not that I can recall.
Hey now.
Not that I can recall.
Oh, great. Play on words.
Pontoni.
Pontoni pepperoni.
I've wrestled my share of pontuna.
So weird that Nick Diaz has 7 tuners, as he calls it. And I love the idea.
Does he really? Has that many fucking tuners?
Yeah.
What the hell is he doing
Jeff
with them
a great idea of called Tuber, where you just drive your pontoon boat, pick people up.
That is a great idea.
He didn't like
it.
He was more into lift tune, he said.
Oh.
Yeah, he said he invented a very similar thing.
Good idea.
But yeah, that's definitely an equally good idea. Another funny thing I wanted to talk about is, have you guys noticed or seen all of these, in particular, NFL and college football players? Now, you have seen a little bit of it with basketball, but this has really been a trend in college football and in the NFL. People smoking this synthetic marijuana
and
having a complete meltdown.
Yeah. Chandler Jones, dude, a Patriots fan, he went crazy.
Dude, this guy, he's a top 5 pick lineman.
It's fucking crazy.
Smoked some of this shit.
It's not
threw
marijuana.
Threw himself out a window. Jumped out of a window.
They gotta stop
of
calling
his hotel.
It marijuana because it's not marijuana. It's these synthetic drugs that when that drug becomes illegal, they just change a molecule in it, and now it's a completely different drug that is through a loophole legal.
Did that guy get hurt?
Oh yeah, he had to go to the hospital.
Dude, Chandler Jones showed up at the
fucking were chasing him.
State police station. They said he was bowing like he was praying, and he's like, "You have to help me."
That's fucking crazy.
Yep. There's been like 5 of them in the last, year.
All those
maybe
synthetic
been
drugs.
More.
Did you watch, there was a Real Sports on the guy, or was it some documentary on the guy who actually created these drugs. He's
really?
From Australia, and he was a meth addict. And in order to get himself
already
off.
Already trustworthy.
In order to get himself off, he created a meth product that wasn't as destructive to your body.
I just tweaked
and it
a
was
couple
legal.
Things.
Australia legalized it, and then he just started changing little molecules in all kinds of drugs and just calling them synthetic drugs.
Have you tried PCP with a different twist? It's
like, have you tried PCH?
This one will make you feel real good.
This one's different. It's not PCP exactly. It's
no, it's all PDP.
PCP. It's PCD.
Maybe he could help GSP and give him like some different computer sprays.
Well, that's what I was wondering.
To get him off the computer spray.
Maybe.
If the champ has called into your show with any – now, is he – when he calls in – I've heard it a bunch of times.
He did call
when
in.
He, I know when he calls in your show, does he – is he doing the kitty litter and computer spray as well?
We had a very disturbing call recently.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened?
He was calling a Walmart and he
– I think I might even have that. Oh, let's see if we – because if I do have
it's,
that –
it's making its rounds on the internet.
No, yeah, because I was talking to you to
– Yeah, he was calling a Walmart late at night. It sounded like he's in – it sounds like he's in a bad place, man. And it's sad to hear because we love GSP.
Oh, yeah, GSP's – yep, this – let's see if this works. So this is from the Danish O'Neill podcast. And a GSP, the champ, calling into your show. Like
he called and he taped a call to Walmart that he did.
Okay.
Yeah, hi. I have a quick couple of questions. Question number one, do you carry jean shorts?
We do.
Do you have any with very large belt loops?
I'm not very sure. Let me get the associate from that department to go check for you.
That's nice.
Were you looking for a specific brand or just any kind of shorts?
What kind of brand of jean shorts do you have?
They have, I believe, Wrangler and Dickies.
I'm looking for, I have a very large belt. I was wondering, do you have any with large belt holes?
Let me go see and see if those two have them big.
Okay, thank you.
Hello?
Yep.
They're pretty average, maybe like an inch, maybe a little bit bigger.
Okay, maybe I could wear the belt over the shorts. Also, do you have a kitty litter?
Yeah, we do.
Is there a limit to how much I can buy at one time?
I don't think so. It's pretty much just what you can get out there on the floor.
Okay, and do you deliver by any chance?
No, we don't.
Okay, because I've had a long day and night. I've been doing a lot of computer spray and what have you. maybe I will come in.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
Wow. How could she not even care that the champ has a problem?
That's what I love about Walmart. Disturbing. They mind their own business. They let you do your shit.
The guy's making a literal call for help, and this lady does nothing.
Do you know what I heard? The rumor now
that
is...
That did seem like a call for help.
And she does nothing for the guy,
but
okay?
Dude, you know what? They're a big corporation, and they love... You know, but it's a good for GSP because he can find a place to find his drugs.
When she said anything you can get on the floor, he's a strong guy. He could carry, like, 8 bags, probably.
Man. I mean, he could probably... Whatever he can get in his truck.
I read this morning that call got leaked out by his cousin, Luke.
Oh, man.
Really?
Yeah, Luke's homeless now, and he's trying to besmirch GSP's good name.
Jesus. Now, what do you guys know about... about the Diaz brothers and their two buddies, Dirty Phil.
Dirty Larry? You mean
Dirty Larry and Phil?
Phil and Dirty Larry.
Yeah, what's up with these two buzzers? Because we hear about them all the time on this show, too.
Just lifelong friends.
Right.
They met, you know, in
Dirty Larry.
School.
Now, he already seems like a seedy guy.
Dirty Larry represented. He called into our podcast. He represented Nick in the pod case.
Yes.
And he sounded like he did not know what he was talking
about. He was legal.
About.
He said he took some night classes and now he's a lawyer. Says he has the certificate.
I don't think that's how that can work.
And I think that's why he got the 5 years. Part of the reason.
But then also, Dirty Larry, he turned it around and turned it into 1 year.
So maybe he took a year
and a half.
Maybe he took
it was.
Like a Rosetta Stone law program or something that was advanced.
But I think, yeah, I mean, Diaz, they're fiercely loyal to these guys.
Seems like it.
Phil is his PR guy.
Man, I just got to go back to GSP. I just feel so bad for him. The guy got buried in a refrigerator box.
Yep.
And he hasn't been the same since he came out of there and he called this very show.
Yeah, that was before you guys even had a show. He was calling into us and
now he's hooked on computer spray and KL, man, what they call it on
the
streets.
Do you think that he blames the Diaz brothers for all of this?
I think he might, man. But he has to move on from that. And the aliens are bad influences on him as well. He tells us
You
about
know, it
that.
Started with the aliens and him calling into Joe's podcast. And, you know, and then he calls into ours and really just really got into the alien thing.
We should ask Tate, knows him personally, right? From
Tate does know
Greg Jackson.
We should have Tate call in and comment on this. Has Tate ever seen the aliens?
I don't think Tate has ever seen the aliens.
I think the aliens of GSP once told us he saw the aliens come out of Tate's beard.
Is that true?
At least one.
One of them gave him the middle finger and went back in.
And went right in, and then he grabbed it, and Tate's like, what are you fucking doing, man?
Supposedly,
get out of my beard.
Caveman coffee was invented by the aliens, and that's why the pubes are now
I just texted Tate, call us, call in right now, so if we get a call, I'll give Tate's number out right now.
Does he drive a pirate ship that's like shaped like a car that's shaped
like
a pirate
station
ship?
Wagon?
It's a 213 number.
The front of a ship.
He sent me this video. He sent me a video of a dog doing something a dog shouldn't do.
Oh, boy.
What is that?
Dude,
sounds like a video Ari would be into. Oh, look at this.
Maybe
where's Ari? Wasn't he calling?
Listen to this reaction. Oh, wait. I better take this off.
Oh. Dude, I don't know if this is...
Dude, look at that.
Oh, I hear laughing.
Oh, my God. Where the fuck did he find that?
Oh! Is that home video?
No, it's just some,
Jesus.
Some dog.
Dude, that is.
That's one of those videos that just goes around, you know, and it goes around and around.
That dog and that woman, I'll say, are very close.
I have to say that that's.
Maybe she dropped some kibbles down there.
Was that from the Dog Whisperer on the Animal Planet? Was that
I
footage?
Think that was the
Caesar
Animal
Milan.
Planet.
That was his Caesar
Dude,
Milan.
My new favorite show is on Animal Planet.
What is it?
Finding Bigfoot?
Orangutan Island.
Oh.
You ever watch that show?
No, are you going David on us?
I'm not going David. Or a little something I like to call the NBA. No.
Oh,
come on, everybody. Calm down.
When is that on? I'm an Animal Planet watcher.
I saw it last night. It is these two islands that I believe in Africa that are just gigantic, separated by a river. And they are rehabbing, there's like 100 or so.
Drug-addicted orangutans?
All kinds of captured ones, ones that were domesticated.
Those ones are fucked up, dude.
A lot of them. So they slowly, for like years, integrate them into the wild by living on this island.
Yeah.
And then they take them and release them into the
wild. So this is like a halfway house for orangutans until they make it out to society.
But they all live in this gigantic area, and they have cameras everywhere, and it's cut like a reality show. Where it's like, but the thing is, I'm watching it like I would watch a reality show.
It's like Housewives.
They're like, yeah, here comes Bubbles. And you know how he wants to fight with Coco over bananas. And I'm like, of course, Bubbles. Get your own bananas, you cunt.
Barbara has a problem with Phil.
Now Bubbles. Now you want to talk to Bubbles now that he has bananas, you
and they
selfish
probably,
cunt.
Yeah, they probably do all kinds of underhanded shit in order to get more bananas.
But it's fascinating, bro.
I'll have to check it
it's
out.
It's really
sounds like a show
cool.
Jeb would like. Oh, I'd like to jerk one of these orangutans.
Hey, my mama.
Is pansexual? Is that what he is?
Yeah.
Does that entail fucking orangutans?
I think that is what it is. But, dude, it's fascinating. And, like, they do so many unique things. Like, there's this one orangutan on the new episode this week on Orangutan Island who constantly, like, will take, like, a towel or anything like that and soak it in water and, like, wash itself. And they don't know why. And they're like, it's just a habit that he always does. But then they're like, oh, well, when he, like the first 3 or 4 years of his life, he was raised by humans in a house. So he watched them do that
and
always.
They probably
and they would mimic
them.
It. Exactly.
I heard he shaves part of his face, the fur off.
I heard he's.
That's the only part right here where he, every time you see him, he's all lathered up.
I heard he only has a landing strip on his pubes.
Are these things fucking?
And he gets his asshole waxed.
Well, yeah.
Are these things fucking?
No, but there's one that bleaches his asshole. Apparently, was raised by a stripper.
Raised by Cousin Jeb.
Has fake tits. It's really, really fascinating.
Wow. This is interesting. Is one of huge balls and they named him Ari?
Suck all the other ones off for money.
It's one say, have you seen my new belt?
Yeah. Have you seen my socks?
GSP, what kind of belt do you think he was trying to fit in those jean shorts?
Well, from based on, now I don't know how much he says on your show, but on our show, and even last week he called in and had referenced the fact that even if he takes his belt off, he doesn't wear a shirt. And he always has a tan line where
the
championship belt was.
That's smart, because people are going to ask what that is, especially chicks.
I guess only if you're going to a wedding or something, you could pull that off as a cummerbund if you're wearing the championship belt.
The cummerbelt.
Yeah, like
other than that.
Benedict Cumberbelt.
It's got to be sticking out. It's got to be a bit of an eyesore, especially when it's sunny out.
How dare you?
That's a lot of cum.
I like it.
That's a lot of reflective area.
If I were a wrestler and I had the belt, I'd wear it all the time.
I bet the belt's, if you wear it without shirt or pants, that belt stinks. It's got to be sweaty in there.
The back of that thing must smell like a
filth.
Fucking
belly button lint on it.
Oh,
Must smell like
kitty litter, probably stuck to parts of it.
What I heard, computer that part of his stomach turned green because it's not real gold on it.
Whoa, Dana White.
Dana White's been skimping on him.
Maybe when they like when you leave, they give you kind of like a shittier knockoff.
Yeah. One that fucking really the loops really cut into you.
Conor McGregor should pimp if he's such like the style master. Pimp his belt out, put some like green with some Irish flag shit on
spinners.
It. Maybe a shamrock.
He should get a mini belt that he can.
Do you think
wear
he has any
day.
Shot at hell in having two belts at once?
No. I don't think he's claiming he wants three. Why don't you worry about two, my friend?
Dos Anjos.
He's no pushover.
Dos Anjos isn't playing. He's not going to be.
And he's huge, dude. He wants to go up.
This is
70?
The hardest he's ever been punched.
Yeah.
This will be the hardest.
He didn't get
McGregor has ever been had his face touched.
He didn't like getting hit by Mendez, who's not a power
don't
puncher.
Don't you worry about that. He's going to get hit a lot harder,
dude,
than Mendez.
Dude, he mowed Cerrone down, and Cerrone's fucking great.
Not to mention, Dos Anjos is going to do what Aldo probably would have tried to do if that fight went longer than 5 seconds. He's going to leg kick the fuck out of him.
Well, you have two problems here. Exactly.
Stance is wide. He has that wide karate stance.
McGregor's never been punched this hard.
No.
And Dos Anjos has been punched as hard as McGregor can punch.
And Dos Anjos has fucking great Muay Thai. Great Muay Thai.
Yep.
That coach.
And he's lost before. He knows what the taste of defeat is. You know what I mean? Whereas Aldo, he's like 10-year hot streak. You get nervous, you're going to break it. But Dos Anjos is lost. He lost a couple years ago.
Dude, his camp is, that coach is making guys who you wouldn't think are champs. Verdum. He has Verdum and Dos Anjos.
Yep.
I think it's Cordero's name.
Look at fucking Verdum's hands now. They're
and there's
insane.
There's no other. That is the only thing at a camp or a gym as a trainer. If you got a belt, let alone two belts, that are current. Not like, oh, dude, I used to fucking, like, I was Chuck Liddell's striking coach. Yeah, but in the last fucking 15 years, you haven't done shit. You have two current belts in your camp.
Look at Rockhold. Look at what it did for him.
Absolutely, man.
That's I haven't seen fighting like this since Ari's Jewish summer camp.
Since Ari and Bobby Lee?
That wasn't a good fight.
I broke the second fight up, and it was just
Didn't you break it up with your pinky toe?
Yeah, I put my fingers like this, and it. Neither of them really wanted to fight, but
you
I was
blew,
like,
you just
hey,
blew, you
guys.
Just went, and they both fucking
he
fell.
He's like, oh, and Ari's like, Ari was pretending. He's like, let me at him. Let me at him. And I was like, dude, I'm literally holding you with my fingertips right now.
Ari has glass fists.
Yeah.
Bobby Lee had no marks on him.
No, no. Bobby Lee had marks on his neck where he chick clawed him.
Well, when Ari and Sam
Ari grew out his nail.
Ari and Sam said they were, you know, going to fight, and they're still trying to hammer out the
I would like to take
fight.
Winner of that fight.
Tripoli?
Sam
I've seen footage of him fight.
Tripoli
can fight. I don't know what he's got in the gas tank and that he wears pants and a matching jumpsuit.
Dude, can I take winner of that fight?
Absolutely.
I would like to.
You were supposed to fight Ari at one point, and he backed out. Joe Rogan told him, do not do this.
Really? Why? Yeah. Why did Rogan say
that? He said, you make your money off your face, and this guy's going to bust
his
face.
He makes
up.
His money off his balls. Those balls have an agent.
All I need in this world.
Yes,
I've been skiing.
I didn't even need the skis. I just rode my balls.
Like a tube?
And like a snowboard.
An inner tube?
Guys, thanks for doing the show, man.
Hey,
I love
man,
having you. We got to have you
us.
Back.
Thanks, man.
Yeah,
it
was
good
a lot
time.
Of fun, man.
Yeah.
Dennis,
sorry,
we had to step out, man. That was unprofessional.
Oh, that's fine.
I
mean,
dude,
you
I'm feeling
a
lot better.
Are you feeling
now?
Better?
A little bit. I mean, better than I was. But,
that's all
yeah.
that matters, bro.
Oh, it's already two.
It's already
Time's
two.
Flown
Time
by.
Time flies. Well, we got to have you guys back. Dennis and O'Neill on iTunes.
Yeah, check out our podcast, everybody.
Please do.
And if you enjoy it, leave us a 5-star review.
It's pretty goddamn funny. And can always check you guys out at the Comedy Store. You guys are there a couple times a week.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll be there. Yeah. O'Neill's doing Ari's This Is Not Happening Belly Room Show. When are you doing it?
The beginning of March.
Of this year?
Yes.
Wow.
You prefaced it with... I'm going to have you do it, but you have no shot of getting on TV. I just want to let you know.
He
because,
always says that to me.
You're a white male and you have no credits.
Exactly what he said to me. I've done his show like 4 or 5 times. Every time I do it, because that kind of show is my wheelhouse, I destroy.
You,
I destroy.
You're not going to get on there?
Just, you know, I don't want you to get your hopes up.
We have
absolutely zero chance of getting on this year or next year.
Do you think it's really him making the calls and he's just putting it out there like, hey, it's not me. I'm not the bad guy.
I don't know.
I don't know. You never know what happens. That's the thing. You never know what can happen.
Maybe you should wear a wig and say you're transitioning and that's like your
That's
angle.
What I told him. Or what if I cut one of my arms off or something for a
Whoa, don't too soon, Ferrari. It's a sensitive area.
Well, that's what I mean. Then we can go in and just fucking rip into him.
He hasn't learned his lesson.
All right, you guys, go to samtripolilive.com. Go to arishfear.com, arithegreat.com, whatever his fucking website is. And go to punchdrunksports.com. Do your Amazon shopping there. You can get T-shirts. You can buy people CDs. And this weekend, rabble.tv, Sam and I are doing the big combo with Dirty Sports. And we'll be doing the Pro Bowl. So follow Punch Drunk Sports, Punch Drunk on Twitter, and you can follow the links to do all of that. And consider it sucked. Enjoy the Pro Bowl, fuckface.
All right. Later on.